It's time to hand over now to Croke Park and join our commentary team. It is, of course, the All-Ireland Senior Football Final. Will it be title number 36 for Kerry? Will it be three in a row? Or will it be title number three for Tyrone? All will be revealed in the next hour and a half or so. We're going to join our commentary team now analysing the action. Is Wishy Fogarty, and our commentator who met a couple of fans I know today on the way up on the plane, particularly a man from Kerry and a man from Monaghan. Your match commentator for this afternoon is Gary O'Sullivan. Good luck with the call.
Radio Kerry's All-Ireland Football Final Countdown, brought to you in association with Kerry Group.
Thanks very much, Alan. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Croke Park on the 21st day of September. Exactly 22 years to the day that Tommy Doyle came up the steps here and lifted the cup in 1986 for, at that time, a three in a row. Kerry bid for three in a row as well. They bid for their 36th All-Ireland. As far as Tyrone, they're bidding for their third, 0-3 and 0-5. And, of course, Kerry will have bad memories of those 2 years going down to Tyrone on both occasions. Today is the day to set the record straight. It's not a packed Croke Park. Anybody that will say they couldn't get a ticket for the All-Ireland final would be telling you fibs, because there are some seats still available, some bucket seats available. We are looking at it behind the canal end. Hill 16 looks to be packed as well. It's roughly about 60-40 in favour of Tyrone. Overall, a massive Kerry crowd here this afternoon. At the moment, President Mary McAleese is meeting the Kerry players. She's going along one by one, and Tomás O'Shea is right behind her. There are no changes on the Kerry side. They go as planned. Tomás O'Shea captains the team from wing back. But there are three changes on the Tyrone side from the first 15 with which they gave us. And I'll be running through them in the moment, and I can tell you that John Devine does not start. Of course, he lost his father yesterday in really, very sad circumstances. His late dad passed away, so John Devine will not start. Pascal McConnell will start. I can also tell you that Kieran Gourley at left cornerback will not start. His place has gone to Ryan Mellon. And also, Brian McGuigan in the 40 will not start. His place has gone to Martin Penrose, the centre-half forward there from... Martin Penrose, of course, is from Arduran, and he played in the semi-final. Weather-wise today, an absolutely scorching day in Croke Park. Early in the morning, around 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock. Actually, you could say it was one of the finest days in the year. Gone very dull since. But would you believe it? Just in the last 5 minutes, the sun has begun to come out again. So it's a lovely day for football. And Weishi, it's a colourful day. And it's a great day to be in Croke Park on All-Ireland Final Day.
Yes, indeed, Gary. It's an absolutely wonderful day. Well, any time to carry in Croke Park on All-Ireland Final Day, it's a special occasion. And today in particular, of course, it is also. And as you just said there, rightly so, the sun has gone down now, and that's good for the players, because it was very, very warm down in pitch side there. I was down earlier on and kind of just taking in the atmosphere. So it's an absolutely ideal day, an absolutely perfect day for football. It's going to be a fascinating game. But first of all, we should send our sympathies to the family of John Devine, the Derry goalkeeper. Very sadly, his father died suddenly yesterday, and he has cried off there and off the team. So we send our sympathies. Very sad. But anyway, that's the way things go at the moment. But it's absolutely wonderful. And to see Kerry parading around Croke Park, I saw them first in 1955, and it's a memory that will always remain etched in your memory when you see these Kerry teams, Gary. Wonderful occasion, wonderful day, and to the people listening to us all over the net and the world, I've no doubt you'll want to say something to them.
Yeah, absolutely, and I do hope that you enjoy us wherever you're listening to us today. If you're at home and you're watching your TV and listening to us, if you're in your hospital bed maybe, if you're around the world on the internet, and I know there are an awful lot of people listening to us this afternoon, once again, you're welcome to Croke Park on All-Ireland Senior Football Final Day, and it's up for grabs this title. Let's run through the sides. We'll start so officially with Tyrone, and in goal will be Pascal McConnell, and he'll wear number 16. The full back line will be Ryan McMenamin, Justin McMahon, and coming in wearing number 25 will be Ryan Mellon. Half back line is as you are. Davy Hart wears number 5, Conor Gormley's at 6, and Philip Jordan's at 7. It's the same as midfield. Colin Holmes at 8, Enda McGinley's at 9. Brian Dewar, the captain, wears number 10. He'll start at right half forward. Coming in place of Brian McGuigan, he played the semi-final against Wexford. That is the number 29, Martin Penrose. Joseph McMahon wears number 12, plays at left half forward. The full forward line is as you are. Tommy McGuigan at 13, Sean Cavan at 14, and Colin McCullough at 15. It remains to be seen with positional changes, but that is 1-15. Let's turn to Kerry on this historic day, and they have in goal the 33-year-old insurance clerical officer from Dingle, Dermot Murphy. At right full back, the teacher, the 28-year-old man from Ungueltuct, Mark O'Shea. The Rathmore Gardens at full back, Tom O'Sullivan, aged 29 years of age. 21-year-old Padraig Reedy at left cornerback from Scarta Glen, he's a sales rep. Tomás O'Shea from Ungwent at age 30 years, a teacher at right half back and captain's aside. Another Rathmore man, another Garda from Rathmore, 28-year-old Aidan O'Mahony is at centre half back. Turning to left halfback, we have the bank official from Renard, 21-year-old Killian Young. Earlier on this year, he captained the under-21s. Midfield, the, I suppose, father figure of the team, the auctioneer, the 33-year-old man from Ungwent, Dara O'Shea. His partner, and what a revelation this man has been at midfield this year, the fitter, 26-year-old man from Corris, Seamus Scanlon. Going to number 10, he's a quantity surveyor from St. Mary's in Carsevine, 23-year-old Brian Sheehan. His South Kerry neighbour, marketing manager, 24-year-old from Drummond Pearce's Declan O'Sullivan, and the solicitor from Dr. Croke's, 28-year-old Owen Brosnan, completes the half-forward line. In the full-forward line, the bank official from Dr. Croke's, from Ard Shanabooley, 25-year-old Colum Cooper, 25-year-old Kieran Donaghy from Austin Stacks, the bank official at full-forward, and the student, the real man that has come in this year, what a revelation he's been in, from Kerrins O'Rahilly's, 20-year-old Tommy Walsh. That's the way they line out. Kerry have broken from in front of the Artane band, and Tyrone have now. The changes, I suppose, Weeshie, from the semi-final, we'll have a quick word on it. Tommy Griffin losing out, and Michal Quirk losing out, and we've already said, you know, Padraig Greedy coming in and Dara O'Shea coming in.
Yeah, well, I suppose the way Pat O'Shea is using his panel this year, that would really stand to reason. Michal Quirk was never going to displace Dara O'Shea for the final, but he's a great man to bring on. So really the changes, the panel is so strong now and so experienced that anything is possible, and you could expect to see Pat O'Shea and his selectors doing anything at all whatsoever. That was an absolutely wonderful sight there when we saw the two teams parading around in front of the Cusick standover. They went up all around in front of Hill 16, and we saw the green and gold, and we saw the red and white of Tyrone, the sun beaming down on Hill 16, and the colours waving for the players as they paraded around. An absolutely wonderful sight. I want to say hello to Kevin O'Shea and his wife Mahona. They are living outside in Singapore, and they have a new baby there lately from Eve, and they're listening on the internet, and that comes from their mother and their father, Sheila and Owen O'Shea. So Kevin O'Shea and his wife Mahana in Singapore, enjoy the program, friends.
Well, it's time for the national anthem. In fact, before that, we're going to have the minute silence for John Devine, the father, of course, of the goalkeeper, John Devine. It's a sad moment for his son down here. He's standing amongst his colleagues. They've rallied around him, but a minute's silence is now going to be held in memory of the late John Devine.
Yes, indeed, Gary, and unusual, because the Tyrone team have actually come off the field, as you were saying, and they're standing lined up on the sideline. That's a very unusual thing, and they're taking this minute's silence.
Well, impeccably observed by both supporters. One can only imagine what's going through the head of young John Devine down there, but it's one of these things that happen in life, and he is with his colleagues there amongst them. Now, Aurán Aveen is about to be sung by a lady by the name of Elaine Canning. She was born in Dublin, but she's living in Cork. Start of the 2008 All-Ireland Senior Football Final. Kerry will play from left to right in the first half. They'll shoot into the canal end. I'm not quite sure who won the toss between Brian Duher and Tomás O'Shea, but it really is irrelevant. Not a puff of breeze. The sun has come out, thankfully, once again. All the Tyrone players go into positions. Kerry are playing as selected. There's no change. There's no positional change. We're almost on 3:30. Maurice Deegan from Laois is our referee. Kerry, three in a row they're bidding for. Last time they did it was 84 with Ambrose Donovan and the captain, 85 with Paddy O'Shea, 86 with Tommy Doyle. Can they do it this year? We're just about ready for the throw-in. It's as you are in midfield. Enda McGinley, Colin Holmes, and the ball is up and the game is on, and the 2008 All-Ireland final is underway, and it's Enda McGinley straight away busting through the middle of the Kerry defence. After him there is Darragh O'Shea. Enda McGinley falls to the ground, gives the ball outside. The referee's whistle is gone. It's a close in free for Tyrone, and there were only 14 seconds gone.
Was an absolutely wonderful start for Tyrone. Ball was thrown in. McGinley, the big tall man from Aaron Keirick, got the ball, turned around, went straight through the heart of the Kerry defence. Remember that Tyrone are attacking the Hill 16 end, they're defending the canal end. He was pulled down just in front of the spare, and this will be an easy tip over free, an early score here for Tyrone.
And we won't even have a minute gone, and it's Colin McCullough. He should have no problems, and he doesn't. The white flag is raised, and after 39 seconds, Tyrone a point, Kerry nothing.
39 seconds gone, and the late Gary McMahon's record of having goals scored after 35 seconds stands for another year. Gary died earlier this year, so his record stands.
Still intact. Dermot Murphy, this is an early kick out for him. Now the sun, let's see where the sun is shining. It's shining actually into the face of Dermot Murphy in the first half. Here he comes, first kick out. Let's see, will anybody stamp their authority and get the first ball? It's from the direction of Darragh O'Shea, and he picks it down from the clouds. Great catch by Darragh. Quickly gets out and gives it inside far. Colin Cooper, Kieran Donnelly, he's inside the zone. Colin Cooper for the post. Colin Cooper over the bar, and Kerry are on the scoreboard after a minute and 18 seconds.
Oh, wonderful stuff by the two great Kerry players. Long kick out. Darragh O'Shea rose high in Croke Park, where many great Kerry footballers have raced high before him in the middle of the field. Turned around, left a lovely ball into the gooch, and Colm Cooper got around. He absolutely skinned his man, Colm Gormley, and with the right leg floated the ball over the bar at the canal in the Croke Park. It's 1 point each, and an absolutely scintillating start to this game.
Yes, Conor Gormley has left centre half back. He's gone in at left corner back on Colm Cooper. The kick out from Pascal McConnell out to the middle of the field. Seamus Scanlon breaks it down, and Killian Young is there to pick it up. Killian did get a lot of attention from the physio, will believe it, the opening few minutes before the play started at all. Aidan O'Mahony drives it long inside again for Colm Cooper. This time he's gone to the other side of the pitch. This time he's taking on Conor Gormley, turning, twisting again, an electrifying start for the gooch. He's going through again, puts it on the left, kicks it high, and has just missed it, just gone across the face of the goal and wide.
Oh, but beautiful, fabulous, wonderful football by Colm Cooper, playing right corner forward. He ran across to the far side of the field, got the ball just outside the 21. He once again, he skinned Conor Gormley. Gormley won't be left on him long, I'm telling you. Turned around and with the right leg pulled the ball across the face of the goal. Should have got a point, maybe he'd be disappointed with that, but a wonderful start by, and Cooper has gone in full forward now. Kieran Donnelly's gone to the corner. Yep. But there will be interchange.
There
like
will
that.
And Ryan McMenamin is out at left half back on Owen Brosnan. Kick out again, up goes Scanlon again, broken down, and the break has gone the way of Owen Brosnan. The Dr. Crooks man comes out with it out of play, gives it now inside of Seamus Scanlon, a high scrape, skyscraper for the two skyscrapers. Kieran Donnelly breaks it down. Tommy Walsh will make this. There's not a Tyrone man near him. It's very near the corner flag. Tommy Walsh now looking up, seeing what's the closest screen and goal. Jerseyton, he's still taking on the Tyrone defence as well. Coming to meet him is Davy Hart. Still Tommy Walsh. They're hanging off him. He's lost possession, and a free out, says the referee. He might have touched it on the ground.
Yeah, and there was three men around him there, three with Tyrone men. And something has happened. The referee, yeah, the referee's going to throw up the ball. Yeah,
there's something off the ball, or something said by the Tyrone men. It's a throw ball, and Darragh O'Shea wants to go up with for this one. It may be Enda McGinley, would it be, that'll go with him? Not quite sure it won't. It'll be Colin Holmes. Up the throws it. Maurice Deegan is broken down. Seamus Scanlon might have it. He does. Scanlon plays it outside to Declan O'Sullivan. First touch for the Drummond man. This now is Tomás O'Shea, the captain. He's always worth value for a couple of points, but this time he's screwed it badly to the left and wide for Kerry.
Yeah, but a great start to the game. Two great points to start off the game. Remember that first one by McGinley when he went right through, and then Colin Cooper levelled up the game there. It has all the makings of a fascinating tussle, but usually Kerry go out in their All-Ireland finals of late and they throw everything into attack for the first 5 minutes. Remember that John Devine, the Tyrone goalkeeper, is not playing, and he's replaced by Pascal McConnell.
And here comes McConnell. Pat O'Shea sitting down with his selectors. I haven't seen that yet at Croke Park. He's not hugging the touchline. Ball is dropped in the middle of the field and is gathered there by Ryan Mellon. He plays it back now to Davy Hart. Davy Hart looks up. Brian Sheehan goes in with a half tackle, gathered a long ball inside. That's Padraig Reedy. Is it under a little bit of pressure over there? It is not Padraig Reedy at all. That's Killian Young trying to get the ball away. It's Mark O'Shea, in actual fact. My apologies, but Tyrone have the ball still. into the middle. Loose play now from Kerry. This is Davy Hart going through. Davy Hart, the wing back, going through. Pulled to the ground by Brian Sheehan inside the 45-metre line in the free-in.
Yes, and Davy Hart, that's the half-back in Tyrone, and well-known in their last game, the semi-final against Wexford. They scored 7 points from the back position, and it was Davy Hart that came up, was pulled down in the 45-metre line. Remember the Tyrone are attacking Hill 16 here, and this is going to be taken by Sean Kavanagh. He is 219 racked up altogether in the championship so far this year.
Yeah, 219, and this is another chance for him to make it 220 just on the 45. Hits it high into the Hill 16 goal. David Murphy keeps his eye on it all the way and grabs it well to the Dingle custodian. Gives it outside now again, and they're working out nicely. And here comes Tomás O'Shea getting it from Mark. Tomás gives it up along to Seamus Scanlon, the man from Curra. Drives it long inside again for Donaghy and Tommy Welsh. Broken between the two of them. Yes, a Tyrone boot's gone in there. It's coming out now to Indy McGinley in the middle of the field. He plays it on to the man on his shoulder. It's Colin Holmes. Holmes gives it along again to number 29, Martin Penrose. He's wearing 29, but he started the game. Indy McGinley, left-footed long ball inside. Paddy Greedy on the little bit of pressure, breaks it outside. Colin Holmes has it. Good movement now by Tyrone off the ball, and Sean Cavan is totally loose on this side of the field if they want to work it over to him, but it still is Colin McCullough. He's the man that's got the free so far. Tyrone now trying to work it in from the canal end inside there, and that is number 13, Tommy McGuigan. Now McCullough again, nice ball this time for Kavanagh. Tom Sullivan tries to break it from him. Tom Sullivan pulls him to the ground, close and free again for Sean Kavanagh.
Yeah, Tyrone worked that ball around there beautifully inside the 45 metre line. The ball came across to Kavanagh, Sean Kavanagh. Tom Sullivan pulled him down definitely from behind and fouled him there, but lovely ball play by both sides. It's very, very evident that the both of them have been handling the world of the ball in training. I've been watching Kerry, it was all ball work by them. Beautiful play there by Tyrone. Gary, this will be an easy tip over free here for Tyrone.
This is their third free taker in as many minutes. Now it's Tommy McGuigan that's going to take it. Sean Kavanagh took the last one, and the first one was scored by Colin McCullough. So this is a bit unusual now. This is the third free taker they're having, and there's only 6 minutes gone in the game. It's a point apiece. If you've just joined us, one to Kerry, one to Tyrone, one from Gooch from play. This now for Tyrone for the lead. Tommy McGuigan, it's a successful kick. And after 6.5 minutes, Tyrone lead 2-1.
Yes, indeed. And John Kinney and her mother living in Ballymac out there listening to us now. We're sending you the best wishes from Croke Park. Absolutely beautiful day for football. Sun beaming down in Hill 16. Colour, a kaleidoscope of colour all over the place. 2-1, Tyrone lead Kerry.
Up again for Dara. Dara leaves it after him this time, and Tyrone have it now. And this is the half-back line attacking. Well, this, in fact, is Indy McGinley, but he's attacking with the half-back line. So, Tomás O'Shea not successful with the shoulder. Here now is Martin Penrose. Penrose going through, going in, Killian Young dispossesses him well. The Renard man gives it outside now to Corris. Seamus Scanlon on behind him, inside him is Darrow Shea, breaks the tackle as the man from Guys that making a record championship appearance again. High ball again for Tommy Welsh. Great catch by Welsh. They're hanging off him. Referee's playing the advantage. Tommy Welsh has won a glorious free in front of the post for Kerry.
Wonderful feeling by Tommy Welsh inside. Darrow Shea got that ball turned around, shrugged off the Tyrone man, kicking into the canal goal, and it went across the face of the goal, and Tommy Welsh came out. There was two men hanging off him. Wonderful feeling by the Kelns O'Reilly's man. He's under 21 again next year. He was pulled down. Easy tip over for you here for Colm Cooper.
Yeah, it's Colm Cooper. Well, Brian Sheehan could really take this one as well from in front of the post, but Colm is going to take it from his hands, and this should be 2 points apiece. Just relatively dead straight in front of the post. Not a bother to the man from Killarney. 2 to Kerry, 2-2 Tyrone.
And Tommy Welsh, amazingly, the young man, 20 years old, he's so composed the way he came across there and fielded that ball in front of the square, and he invited the foul, took the foul. He was pulled down. Colm Cooper put it over the bar. They're level 2 points each. There's 8 minutes and 7 seconds gone.
And the kick out now coming again from Pascal McConnell. Here he comes, the second choice goalkeeper, out into the middle of the field it goes. They check their jump, and Dara breaks it nicely there and gets the return again. Dara O'Shea, and wins the ball and wins the free and takes it quickly again for Tommy Welsh. Tommy broke it nicely to Colm Cooper. Colm Cooper going through. Declan O'Sullivan is with him. Colm Cooper gives it to Declan. Declan gets the kick, and Declan has put it wide, but there was serious pressure put on him at the very last minute.
Over a great move by Kerry there. Colm Cooper took that pass from Dara O'Shea, went right through. Maybe he could have shot himself, but Declan O'Sullivan, he was running with him. Declan O'Sullivan, the wing forward, took the pass, but there was huge pressure put on him there. There's a Kerry man down injured at the moment. It's Tommy Welsh. It looks like his ankle is injured, and Declan O'Sullivan went through the canal in and blasted the ball wide. But Gary, he was under tremendous pressure.
It was a hard one. I mean, you wouldn't blame him for not getting even a point, not a mind a goal, but he really came at wicked pace, and just at the last minute a timely shoulder went in for one of the Tyrone defenders. There's a breeze, and a welcome breeze I would say to the players down here. Beautiful day, the sun is out now once again. John Shockroo's around all the time giving instructions as the runner, of course, and he has his counterpart on the other side. Tommy Welch is okay, he's back and running again. He'll line out now at full forward, and Kieran Donaghy goes to left corner. They're keeping them guessing all the time. I think there might be a little bit of a switch. There is a switch indeed again. We'll watch in the full back line. Broke into the middle of the field by Darrow O'Shea, and he had to throw away the water bottle. He had it in his hand. High ball for Donaghy. Donaghy breaks it down. It's not going to be successful this time. The Kerry Crowley looking for a free on Kieran Donaghy, but he didn't quite get it. And coming out of it now is Ryan McMinnon. He gives it to Colin Holmes, and he gives it to Conor Gormley. Gormley plays the ball into the middle of the field to the midfielder Linda McGinley from Arrigal Kieran. Mickey Hart's club drives it along inside again to Sean Kavanagh, who gets out ahead of Tom Sullivan. Turning and twisting. They have him in line as being the player of the year, Sean Kavanagh. Let's see how he'll get on today against the Rathmore man. Gives a nice little pass inside. Paul DeReady, and there's a slight bit of pressure from Colin McCullough. In fact, it's Tommy McGuigan that has changed over there again. This is a chance now. Ball is driven in long and high and over the bar. That's a terrific score, and it could be Davy Hart as a region that's come all the way up there from wing back, I think.
Yes, indeed. We mentioned earlier on there about the wing back. It was Davy Hart that he trapped back to his position. He's been marked by Brian Sheehan, I can tell you. He was up, took the ball from Kavanagh, and just put the ball straight through over the bar. Great point by Hart, great attacker.
Yes, well, Billy O'Shea's prediction is wrong anyway that we made coming up, I can tell you, so Billy can be discussing that at half time. Brian Sheehan has been marked by Davy Hart. Here comes the ball in the middle of the field again, and here comes Tyrone, and number 8 is Colin Holmes on the ball. Brian Doer left it after him, in nips Killian Young going through. This will be free if the referee gives it him. Great run by Killian Young. That's the most definite free, well anticipated by Killian Young.
Yeah, and a great interception by Killian Young. He took the ball off of Doer, he went right through, he was bearing down a goal, and there was 3 Tyrone men came up behind. There's a bit of argy-bargy going on now. The Kerry players are giving out to the referee the way that Young was handled that time. But right into the 14 metre line he was going to shoot. 3 men around him, he was pulled down. This will be an easy tip over free here for Cullum Cooper, but a great interception by Killian Young, the man from Renard.
Just to bring him level again, 3-2 at the moment, and 11 minutes gone. This to make it 3-3 again. It's a carbon copy of the last 3, and again from 14 yards out Cullum Cooper puts it over the bar, and we'll level again.
Yes, indeed, a cracking game in the beautiful conditions we keep repeating here in Croke Park. Cullum Cooper, he has scored 2 goals and 19 points in the championship up until today. Well, you can add 3 more points to that now for the man from Arch and Avuli. And I know his late father, Mike, I know he's looking down at him, watching him carefully, making sure that he put them frees over the bar there. Cooper has 3 points now. The scores are level, 3 points each. And the Tyrone defence is handling the high ball fairly well, Gary.
They are, they're doing well so far. Let's acknowledge that. Pascal McConnell again for the middle of the field again. A welcome breeze. Darrow goes high. And a magnificent catch from the man from Ungoyltuck. Gives it to the brother, Tomas. He gives it out to Brian Sheehan, who's gone deep. Brian Sheehan to his fellow South Kerry man, Declan O'Sullivan. He's broken the tackle away over the far side. Coming in front of the Cusick stand. Gives it again to... Is that Darrow has continued his run? It is. And Declan has continued his run. There's a great chance here from Declan. And he hand passes it over the bar. Fantastic football by the All-Ireland champions.
That's a wonderful point by Kerry. A wonderful point by them. Declan O'Sullivan, the man from Poising, the drummer, the drummer pierces. And it was Darrow O'Shea. Darrow O'Shea, he's like a man just playing in his first All-Ireland final. Fielded that ball beautifully, passed it off to Declan O'Sullivan, took the return, gave the ball back to Declan. Declan went right through, and coming in from the far side to the canal goal, punched the ball over the bar. Kerry gonna hit 4 points to 3, and Darrow O'Shea so far is having the proverbial blinder.
And it is fair to say we're winning the midfield battle so far. Now the kick out again from Pascal McConnell, out towards the middle of the field again. Seamus Scanlon's direction this time is broken inside there again, and picked up by Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan O'Mahony now breaks the tackle, half breaks it, gives it back to the boss. It's an eager Kerry side. They're full of running, they're full of appetite so far. The hop could be dangerous, as well judged there by Conor Gormley. Conor Gormley to Brian Doer. Wherever he goes, Killian Young is not too far away from him. Poor pass by him. And it's got it now by Tomas O'Shea to Seamus Scanlon. A crossfield ball asking an awful lot of Declan O'Sullivan to get to this one. It will be got by Philip Jordan in the right corner back position. And he now gives it to Justin McMahon. Justin McMahon, the fullback, coming out now from the right corner back position. Again, was going to give the pass to Philip Jordan. He's been well harassed by Declan O'Sullivan over there, and Kerry got it back. Great work by Declan O'Sullivan, and here comes Brian Sheehan from exactly just inside the 45 metre line, but it's tailed away left and wide.
Yeah, it was great work by Declan O'Sullivan to intercept that pass there. The ball went out to Brian Sheehan, to St. Mary's Castlevine man. He was in a good position for what he would consider. He was just on the 45 metre line with the right leg, went for the point, but just pulled it wide at the last minute. But Kerry pressurising Tyrone, pressurising them, and they're, as the fellow said, in local terms now, their turnovers have gone into four. They're taking the ball off Tyrone a lot, Gary. They're pressing.
And Brian Duir going back is not working so far for them anyway.
It
remains to be seen, but it's not working so far. Owen Brosnan go high for this one. He breaks it independently to himself. Ball stays in play. It's won well, though, by Ryan McMinimum. He gives it inside now to Ryan Mellon. Both of these are starting the course. They near now comes Colin Holmes. Long ball for Holmes and for Sean Kavanagh. Grabs it, beaten to the by Tom Sullivan. Outside now to Seamus Scanlon to the middle of the field. Back to Dara. Dara is full of running. He gives it to Declan. Declan O'Sullivan taking on Philip Jordan. Gets nicely inside him, very easily inside him. Long ball inside for Kieran Donaghy, but well won. Well won by Justin McMahon. Give credit where credit is due, and that's a poor pass out, though. And it's again pressure by the Kerry defence and the Kerry forwards. They're walking extremely hard. Kieran Donaghy wins it back. Long ball driven inside now again. This time a high ball for Colm Cooper, maybe broken by Owen Brosnan. It should be gathered back there, and it is. And walked out now Ryan McMinimum that has it. And this is Brian Duir in the left corner back position. And Killian Young is delighted to see him away up there. Ball is broken into the middle of the field again. This is Ryan McMinimum. After him is Killian Young. Referee says play on, get up, that's not a free, and it's now in 25 Martin Pendrose, or Ryan Mellon, poor kick. Kerry's work rate is very good so far.
Very good, Gary, but the high ball into the Kerry full forward line is not working at the moment.
Yeah.
Five high balls have gone in, and both of the five that have come out. At the moment, I know one of them will work, but at the moment it's not.
Aidan O'Mahony breaks another tackle. It then takes an extra solo. He mightn't have wanted to do that. Declan O'Sullivan, first time, one route one. Inside, oh, nearly to Donaghy again, but again well judged by McMahon inside there. He's doing heroic work there inside in that full back line.
He's playing Donaghy from the front.
He is doing
he's
well.
Out in front of him, yeah.
Here's Philip Jordan now, wearing seven, but playing over in the right half back position. There's 15 minutes gone. It's 4 points to Kerry, 3 points to Tyrone at this All Ireland Senior Football semi final, wherever you're listening. Just do hope you're enjoying it. Cracking start to the game. Long high ball. Kavanagh breaks it down, but he's only broken it into Mark O'Shea. Seamus Scanlon, there doesn't seem to be any man marking this man. He's got a completely free roll. Here's Dara again. Dara might give it back, and yes, I think it's a fair decision. He went hand to hand, and it's quick free, quickly taken. Sean Kavanagh trying to get the ball. Sean Kavanagh turning, twisting, shooting, and that's a great score by Sean Kavanagh. And we're level again, 4 points each.
That's a wonderful score by Kavanagh. Dara's pass was went to stray. It was intercepted by Tyrone, and it went to Sean Kavanagh, and he turned around with the right leg, just gave a little shimmy, gave a little dummy. Tom Sullivan stayed inside him. He did the right thing, but Kavanagh's deadly accurate. That's 220 he has scored this year in the championship, straight and through over the bar there, and they're level again, 4 points each.
16 minutes and 38 seconds gone here. Damon Murphy kicks the ball high and long out to the middle of the field. Again, Dara goes high. It's broken from him this time. Gathered by Enda McGinley. Enda McGinley for Tyrone. Plays it now to Davy Hart. Ahead of him is Brian Duir, the captain. Killian Young trying to get a tackle in. Brian Duir selling dummies left, right and centre, but he's sold one too many to Killian Young. Davy Hart is there to help him. Brian Sheen is sticking to his responsibilities with Davy Hart, but he's giving a few problems so far. There's a crossfield ball, dangerous ball inside again for Kavanagh. Tom Sullivan this time breaks it from him. Going out near the side, and it will stay in play. It's Philip Jordan, is it? It is indeed Philip Jordan now trying to get inside. Tom Sullivan might give it to Sean Kavanagh. Doesn't. It's still Philip Jordan. Gives it inside now to Enda McGinley. Enda McGinley is well beaten to it. And back there is Declan O'Sullivan working so hard. And Declan outside to Mark O'Shea. And away come Kerry again, and they've now reached the half back line. It's Mark O'Shea, free man outside in front of him. To his left is Killian Young. Killian, route one, drives it long, but a poor kick and gathered by Philip Jordan in the centre half back position for Mayo. Here comes Tyrone. Here comes number nine, Enda McGinley. Enda McGinley drives it long aside again for Kavanagh. This time he's got ahead of Tom Sullivan. This time he beats Tom Sullivan. He's got aside Tom Sullivan. Great run by Kavanagh, and he punches it high, and he punches it over the bar. That's the second point from play from Sean Kavanagh.
Tom Sullivan is in big, big trouble with Sean Kavanagh, because Kavanagh that time got inside him, shrugged him off, and he went inside him, punched the ball over the bar. Tom Sullivan is in big trouble. There's a Tyrone man down injured at the moment, Gary, but the big thing that's happening at the moment is the high ball into the Kerry full forward line is not working. It's coming out as fast as it goes in.
Yeah, I would agree totally, and then it may have to change their tactics somewhat. There's a Tyrone player down at the moment. I can't quite see from here who he is, but Sean Kavanagh has come to light. Well, we did think he would, and he's a class player. There's no doubt that Sean Kavanagh is. I was reading a few articles this morning actually flying up, when they were saying that this guy's in line for player of the year. Be quite sure in saying that. There'll probably be a few Kerry players in line for a player of the year as well.
And what about the Kerry women who are listening to us in the net out in Everest?
You have their names,
we have indeed. Afric O'Sullivan, Eileen Buckley from Killarney, Sharon and Karina from Kerry. They're listening to the game, ladies. We're talking to you as we speak. They're in a little village called Netshan Bazaar on the side of Mount Everest. They're out there, and they're helping the Hope Foundation.
They are indeed, and I know Africa's birthday is next Tuesday. See how well I do that. Here comes Colin Holmes. He drives the ball long inside again. Kerry trying to get it out. Ball is dropped, and it's Aidan O'Mahony who half gets in there. And it's now with Killian Young. Darrow Shea has it right in front of the Hogan stand. Great ball, sensible ball into the middle to Seamus Scanlon. He gives it to Declan. Declan O'Sullivan. Philip Jordan is trying to stay with him. That's a hard thing to do when Declan gets in the stride. Great run by the Drummond man. It's opened up for Declan O'Sullivan. This deserves a point. He hits it high. Ah, that's a fantastic score from the man from Drummond Pearson's.
Oh, that's a wonderful score by Declan O'Sullivan. That's the Declan O'Sullivan we know and we watch continuously. Getting the ball, shrugging off two, three tackles and getting onto his left leg and just chipping the ball over the bar from just inside the 14 metre, the 21 metre line. Shrugged off two, three tackles. What a great centre forward he is. The sides are level again. It's 5 points each. An enthralling game, a fascinating game, a scintillating game, going from end to end. Great score by Declan O'Sullivan, the South Kerry man.
We're level again, 5 points apiece. 20 minutes gone in Croke Park here on All-Ireland Final Day. Shot kick out, taken and gathered by Ryan McMinimum. Gives it back to Conor Gormley. Remember, he's playing at left cornerback. He's wearing six, but he's playing at left cornerback on Colm Cooper. This is Justin McMahon. Justin is the fullback. He's had a good year as well for Tyrone. Very, very good, solid player. Kieran Donaghy travelling, says Pat O'Shea. Maurice Deegan doesn't agree with Pat O'Shea. It's a free in right in front of the eyes of Pat O'Shea, and it's given to Tyrone and to Brian Doher.
Kieran Donaghy, he's getting a small bit frustrated because the game has gone his way.
Padraig Reedy has won a lovely free because Tommy McGuigan was judged to have fouled him. And Reedy playing at number four, but this is in the right cornerback position. It's going to be free out to Kerry. 5 points apiece, 20 minutes and 40 seconds gone here. Aidan O'Mahony will take this free from the right cornerback position. He'll take this one from his hand. He's signalling something towards Owen Brosnan. In fact, that's the direction it's going. But Tommy Welsh, great catch. He's come away out now, and Tommy's at midfield. Tommy wins the free. High ball for looking for Brian Sheehan, but that's not. It was Kieran Donaghy brought down. He was just outside the square where she came down. He was pointing the ground. It's a close in free.
Yes indeed, and the ball wasn't going anywhere near him whatsoever. He was actually pulled down off the ball.
Yep.
Just outside the big square, Justin McMahon was running with him. Donaghy was going for the ball. Now he wouldn't have got the ball because it was gone away into the corner, but the referee he just spotted McMahon pulling him down, and this will be an easy tip over free, and Kerry are going to go ahead again.
And Brian Sheen is going to take this one, and this will be the St. Mary's Castlebean man's first score from play or from the of the game, because he's dead straight in front of the post and he ain't going to miss this one. Here comes Brian, tips it over the bar. That's the lead back again for Kerry. So 21 and a half gone, 6-5 now to the Kingdom.
And amazingly, 21 minutes gone, and we mentioned Brian Sheehan there. There hasn't been one free given yet out around the 45, no long frees.
No.
So Tyrone are very, very disciplined.
Yeah, that's a good point indeed. They are. There's tremendous work rate as well by the Kerry forwards. I must say in particular, they're working very hard. They're nailing down the Tyrone defence early, and they're not letting them settle on the ball.
And that score came from Tommy Welsh because he was out in the middle of the field and caught the ball.
Correct, he came out from the corner forward position. Seamus Scanlon goes high. Darrow Shea stays down, so does Tomas, but it's broken dangerously here to Martin Penrose. Martin Penrose now. Sorry, that's not this. Ryan Mellon. Ryan Mellon gives the ball inside now, and here comes Tyrone again. Tommy McGuigan, one free. The free is all he's got so far. Brian Doer wants the ball outside himself. Tommy McGuigan, Kerry and Paddy Greedy in particular, the closest man to him. Still Tommy McGuigan. Oh, that's screwed off the right side of the boat, but it's still in play. Dangerous. Oh, what a catch by Kavanagh. Kavanagh goes through. Got a brilliant block. Fantastic block over there. That is Declan O'Sullivan, Weishi, all the way back there. What a block.
That was an absolutely marvellous block by Declan O'Sullivan. One that will remain long in the memory. Kavanagh was gone through, shooting for a goal. Declan O'Sullivan was back in front of the square, threw himself down, blocked it out. Superb block down. Great work by O'Sullivan.
That's one of the best work rates I've seen in a long, long time. And a red is tremendous work by Declan O'Sullivan. That could have ended up in the back of the net. Here come Kerry. Darrow Shea outside to Killian Young. Killian Young was going to give it to Tomas. Decides to come into the middle with the left peg inside for Colin Cooper. Colin Cooper has it. Inside of his Tommy Welsh. Tommy Welsh. There's a goal on for the Kingdom. Oh, great block by Pascal McConnell. Point blank save. Back outside to Colin Cooper. Selling dummy one. Selling dummy two. Colin Holmes is with him. Still Colin Holmes. Referee keeping a close eye on it. And Colin Holmes is coming out. What a block.
What a great save by Pascal McConnell. Colin Cooper with Tommy Welsh. 2 point blank shot inside the square, and McConnell brought up an absolutely brilliant save. He advanced Great save. Here comes Tyrone.
Ryan McMenamin is the man over there with Joseph McMahon. McMenamin, Brian Dewar calling for it. Killian Young again, not too far away from Brian Dewar. Break the tackle of Killian Young. He's got us at the 45 minute line. He's broken tackle number two. He's out in the sideline. He's still on the ball, Brian Dewar. That is some run by the team captain. Kicks the ball long, high, straight, and over the bar. The score of the game so far from Brian Dewar.
Gary, not alone was it the score of the game. It's one of the scores of the year. Right after that absolutely brilliant save by McConville, a wonderful save. Dewar got the ball, he ran up along in front. There's a Tyrone man down injured. He went up along under the Q's extent. He shrugged off 1, 2, 3, 4 tackles. He came in along from his 16 and he shot an absolutely wonderful point.
Great score.
What a score. 6 points each. Riveting stuff, scintillating football. Well done to everybody concerned.
Now Morris Deegan is calling Davy Hart and he's calling Brian Sheehan for maybe something off the ball. In the meantime, Colin McCullough went down holding his face. I'm not quite sure what happened there. In fact, he's out of it. Colin McCullough's gone, Wee Sheehan. It's an ankle injury and we'll keep an eye on the referee for the moment.
Yeah, but I must say,
and here comes Stephen O'Neill. Listen to the crowd. Stephen O'Neill is in, Colin McCullough has gone injured. There's a yellow card being shown. We should get Davy Hart and Brian Sheehan.
And I must say that Paddy Greedy was beating Colin McCullough well. He was beating him up a stick. McCullough had nothing done. We'll see now what happens with O'Neill. Wonderful score by Dewar, wonderful score. Carmel Miner is out there, she's listening away out the internet. In Melbourne, Carmel from Glenfess, we send your best wishes.
Colin McCullough gone, and in after 25 minutes is Stephen O'Neill, and he's gone in around the house, and that's danger for Kerry. So Mickey Hart wasn't, I presume, wouldn't have hoped to brought him in this early, but in he is. Tom Sullivan now is out in the middle of the field with Sean Kavanagh, right in front of the linesman here, in front of the Hogan stand, who will be going up to collect the cup in an hour's time. Will it be Tomas or will it be Brian Dewar? So far at 6 points apiece here. Ball is kept in play. Danger here for Kerry. Martin Penrose cutting in along from the Hogan stand. Still Martin Penrose. He's plenty of space. His Kerry are very poor in getting in a tackle there. Declan O'Sullivan still doing tremendous work rate, but he can't do it all on his own. Ball is left after him there by I think it was Ryan McMenamin going through, and Boris Degas' play on. In fairness to the referee, he's leaving things progress when he can. Aidan O'Mahony now. Two Kerry players looking for the ball. Darragh grabs it away from Owen Brosnan. Still Dan O'Shea near the sideline. Gives it inside, and Aidan O'Mahony was waiting for it to happen. And that won't happen. Nipped in was Ryan McMenamin. Philip Jordan drives it long. Who's on this man? All on his own. There's danger here. He might go for goal, and he's got over the bar. That's Martin Penrose. Kerry gone ragged, Michi.
Martin Penrose was left all in his own. As a matter of fact, he had a man inside him and he just chipped the ball off the bar. He could have gone for the goal himself, or he could have passed it inside, and it all came from Aidan O'Mahony not going for that pass from Dan O'Shea. The pass was a bit short, it was intercepted.
Penrose now, has gone in full forward, and Kevin is in the 40.
That's right, there's a move there,
That's the switch. Penrose has gone in on Tom Sullivan. Sean Kevin is out in the 40. High goes Dara. Referee says illegally so, and it's a free in the middle of the field in the half-back line here to Tyrone and to Ryan McMenamin. 26, almost 27 minutes gone. Tyrone lead by a point. 7 points to six. Brian Dewar takes it quickly. Inside again. Mark O'Shea beaten to this one by Stephen O'Neill. The first touch for the man that came out of wilderness. The referee says travelling offence. Free out to Kerry.
Yeah, Martin O'Neill's first touch of the ball since he came on. He's after Tyrone team for over 12 months. And he's been marked by Mark O'Shea there. We'll keep a close eye on that. Sun continuing to beam down here. Wonderful game of football. Great movement. And no pulling or dragging and no swarming. Great game of football.
So far, so good. Tomas O'Shea takes it quickly to Brian Sheehan. Brian gathers it. Davy Hart is this very close to him. Remember, they're both on yellow cards now. They'll have to behave themselves for the next duration of this game. Ball is brought up. Brian Sheehan takes it quickly and cleverly to Tomas O'Shea. Loses it but gets it back in. Tomas always gets the score. Will he get one today? Oh, unfortunately, screws off the right hand of the boot and gone one.
Yeah, Tomas would be a bit sorry about that there because he was inside the 21 metre line. He had a good opportunity there but ballooned the ball badly wide. Brian Sheehan got the ball, turned around. He was fouled, passed the ball to Tomas O'Shea, and Tomas kicking into the canal goal, ballooned the ball wide. The scores are 6 points to seven, and it's the men from Tyrone from the north that are leading Kerry by that 1 point. The game is ebbing and flowing from end to end.
Pascal McConnell with the kick out. Kerry haven't used Colum Cooper like they did in the first 4 or 5 minutes. Not much ball has gone into Seamus Scanlon running. Dar O'Shea running. Owen Brosnan. Tomas O'Shea getting the break in the middle of the field. Tomas O'Shea, he was rather easily drifted off that, but well done. Owen Brosnan nips in nicely the head of Colin Holmes. Wins the free in the middle of the field from the referee. and it's going to be taken by Colm Cooper. Is it Morris Deegan says slows it down for a minute less. Not much ball has gone into Colm Weasley since
very
the opening
little ball
minutes.
Because Kerry had been, as we said originally, they had been driving a lot of high ball in and it was not working by any means, so they're not doing it now. They're keeping the ball that little bit shot. Rowan Preston got that ball there and it was Colin Holmes there, the Tyrone man who pulled him and dragged him. Brassen bought the hand back, connected with Tyrone man. He's injured, but it's going to be a free in. Actually, this is the first we were talking about long distance frees. This is the first long distance free that Tyrone have conceded since the game started.
It's almost 60 yards out, well outside the 45 metre line now, and Brian Sheehan almost in front of the post, slightly to the right as he looks at it, and he's kicking into the canal end now. Let's see Brian Sheehan. Usually he's good at these ones. Let's see how good is he now. Drives it long, no problem with distance and no problem with accuracy. Great score from Brian Sheehan and we're level again.
That's Brian Sheehan at his best. The ball was just outside the 45 metre line. It was on Braxton who'd been fouled and Brian Sheehan put it down, and as cool as a cucumber he curled the ball beautifully over the bar and the scores are level once again. This is an intriguing game. Remember last year in the final it was all Kerry over Cork and it was very, very one sided. Now it's 7 points each, a cracking game of football ebbing and flowing.
6 minutes to go of normal time in the first half. High out to the middle of the field again, a congested midfield. Up goes two Tyronemen, slightly clash. Ball is dropped down and it's gone to the half back line here by Tyrone and number 9 Enda McGinley in the left half back position. Philip Jordan is saying drive it in. Referee is something off the ball inside and he's penalised. Is it Tom O'Sullivan again, Weishi? Not quite sure, I might be wronging Tom. Either way, it's a 20-30 yard free. Yeah, it's Tom O'Sullivan. He's penalising for a foul on Martin Penrose.
Yes, indeed, he is indeed, Gary. And that's the referee, how well he spotted that, because the ball was way, way at the other end of the field when the foul was committed in front of the Hill 16. The referee spotted it there, and this is going to be another easy tip over free, and it's going to be taken by Tommy McGuigan, I think.
Yeah, Tommy McGuigan. He's about 35 yards out in front of the post. Well, usually they're easy ones. Let's see how he'll get on with this one. Wide, he's missed it. That's a bad miss by Tommy McGuigan, just 30 yards out from goal.
That's a terrible miss by him. He was dead straight in front of the post. Nothing to do, and he chipped the ball over the bar there. And that's a very bad miss for Tyrone, but it's a great let off from Kerry. And that foul was committed off the ball at the Hill 16 in there. Let off for Kerry there. It's 7 points each.
A packed Hill 16, and the sun is beaming down on us here on this beautiful Sunday afternoon in Croke Park. Darrow Shea gathers the ball again, gives it to the brother Tomás, and says, away you go, my friend. And away goes Tomás ahead. Was Seamus Scanlon. He didn't quite give it to him. Owen Brosnan looking for it again. Now Owen Brosnan has it. Owen Brosnan trying to get inside his man. Brosnan with the outside, the right boot. Oh, that's curling. Oh, just an inch, and I think it may have clipped the post and gone left and wide.
Yeah, and a great run by Tomás O'Shea. Tomás is running into the heart of the Tyrone defence. Gave the ball to Owen Brosnan. Owen Brosnan came in from the right. He tried to cut the ball with the outside of his right leg over the bar. He cut it all right. Didn't give enough curl in it. It whizzed across the face of the goal and went wide in the far
now,
side.
Now, Kieran Donaghy's out in the middle of the field, Weishi. And it's a two-man full forward line for Kerry. So they've asked Donaghy to come out. I don't think it's of his own accord. They've probably moved him out for this one. And he will contest this one. Here it goes near the sideline. That's gone out off the Tyrone man. Out off Justin McMahon. And Owen Brosnan wanted to take that quickly. And the referee says, yeah, it's going to be taken again. Right down here in front of us here. Exactly on the 45-metre line. Just inside it. And Aidan O'Mahony says, give it to me. He says to the linesman. And the linesman says, no, come for it. So Aidan O'Mahony, Brian Sheehan is making his way over. Is Brian going to have a cut of it? And it's going to be a line ball and it'll have to be from the hand because it's not a free. So Aidan O'Mahony will take it. Killian Young clapping the hands looking for it. Now Aidan O'Mahony decides to give it to Brian Sheehan. And Brian is going to have a crack at this. Mightn't be fair off it, Weishi.
I tell you the truth now, it would be well within his compass. It's a very difficult one. It would be kind of a Morris Fitzgerald kick if he got it. But
he's going short. He's going short for Colm Cooper and low for Cooper. Cooper gathers it and wins a lovely free in ahead of Conor Gormley. It's a little bit of a tight angle again, but well, cleverly won by Colm Cooper, and he'll take it himself.
Yeah, that was a different foul in my book. There's no doubt about it. Brian Sheehan took the free, but didn't land the ground, went into Colm Cooper. Conor Gormley, who's to the line.
Oh, look at this.
Back.
Ball is brought forward.
He debated the free with the referee. Now the referee has brought the ball into the 14 metre line. But in my book, it was a definite foul because Gormley pushed Colm Cooper in the back. He went down, he didn't alone play the ball, and the referee's brought the ball in. Kerry are going to go ahead here again.
Yeah, this is way easier for you now for Colm Cooper. And Conor Gormley was the guy that said something to Morris Deegan. Brought in, Colm hits it high, and Colm hits it over the bar. And the watch tells us 2 minutes of normal time and Kerry lead by a point, 8-7.
Yes, indeed, a lovely free by Colm Cope with the left leg, but he'd be very disappointed that he'd missed that. Kerry lead again by that 1 point, sun beaming down again. It's a fascinating game, it's flowing from Intin. Kerry definitely have more of the play, they have the bigger percentage of the play, but the Tyrone defence is playing outstandingly well. But definitely Kerry, at the moment, are the better team, but they're not showing it really on the board, even though they are gone ahead now by 8 points to seven. But having more of the play.
Maybe this two-man for Farline might work. Darrow goes high again. A great catch again by Darrow O'Shea. Is that number four? Not quite sure, but he's caught three of them so far. Driven in long by Declan O'Sullivan. High ball to Colm Cooper on his own. Broken inside. Well gathered, though, by Joseph McMahon. He's wearing 12, but he's playing cornerback. He's away back there. And here's Brian Dewar. Again away back there. Brian Dewar. The black armband on the left shoulder of Brian Dewar, the left hand. That, of course, to signify the death of John Devine. Into the middle again. And here comes Tyrone Philip Jordan now. Philip Jordan. Great block again. Well, for what great we see, Declan O'Sullivan is man of the match so far.
He's done tremendous block. Work back around his own 45, blocked out that ball, and here comes Kerry.
Owen Brosnan on his own, picked out brilliantly by Kieran Donnelly, coming through the middle like a train, the shame of Scanlon. Scanlon has enough pace to get it. He has, was he pushed? He wasn't. Nothing wrong with it, says Morris Deegan. Play on. Maybe Owen Brosnan should have gone on. Easy for me to say, but anyway, unfortunately, Seamus Scanlon didn't hold on to it. High challenge by Kieran Donaghy. Well, Joseph McMahon, he made enough of it. It was high, but I don't think this warrants a card, to be honest.
Well, I don't know, Gary, the referee was right alongside it there. It was a high challenge, but it wasn't deliberate.
No.
But what I mentioned earlier on there, how Kieran Donaghy was getting frustrated. Now he's after moving out from the full forward position, but the game isn't going his way, and the Tyrone member's going past him all right. He's going to get a yellow card, yeah. It could be the bill. I'd put it like this now. If those tackles were going in all over the field, you'll say the referee'd have to do something.
Yeah.
So really, he'll get a yellow card. And I think in fairness, I think he just deserved it.
Well, possibly, yeah. Possibly. It was high, there's no doubt on that. Joseph McMahon, but didn't take a whole pile for Joseph McMahon to hit the ground.
Just before that, as you said, Owen Brosnan got completely through there. He probably could have gone on himself, but Seamus Scanlon was gone inside him, and the ball just went in front of Scanlon, and maybe he got a little foul there. The referee will play on. Pat O'Shea threw his hands in the air.
Right, we haven't seen the fourth official yet. See what's to play, but we're on 35 minutes. Kerry lead by a point, 8-7. Here's Brian Dewar. The referee got in the way of Killian Young. Still Brian Dewar. Good run. Good. Leather again. Declan O'Sullivan goes in with another tackle. He'll go down for this one. Referee, go! Oh, that's a hard blow gone in there, and that's a free out. And that's Aidan O'Mahony, and he's reacted. Aidan has reacted foolishly. I know he got a right wallop into the head, but he'll probably lose his free wish, and it's going to be a throw ball.
Yeah, this will be a throw ball here, because Aidan O'Mahony reacted there. The referee will probably call him over, have a word for him. Aidan O'Mahony's walking away. Kieran Donnelly, he's gone up to Mahony. He says, just walk away from it, leave it after you, don't be getting involved. The linesman is after coming in now. The linesman is talking to the referee, and he'll be pointing out exactly what he saw. The referee will put that into his mind, what he saw. He'll add up the two of them together, and he'll decide what's the best. He's calling it,
this could be yellow. Well, I don't know about the yellow, but it'll definitely be the fact that he loses free out anyway, because he's definitely going to throw this ball in now. Well, let's hope he's not going to be nothing worse than a yellow card.
This will be yellow, Gary, this won't be red at all.
It's yellow.
Card, yeah.
That's the third yellow now to a Kerry player in this first half. Kieran Donaghy, Brian Sheehan, and now Aidan O'Mahony, and without a doubt it'll be a throw ball in. Now initially Aidan did get a bad wallop into the side of the head, but
he got his free for it.
He did.
He got his free.
Well, heat of the battle, heat of the moment, it's All-Ireland final day, we'll forgive him for it. But it's going to be a throw ball in here, and Morris Deegan, we've got a minute and a half now into injury time. Yeah, he'll throw this one up, and Kieran Donaghy, he's the man that's going to go up for it. He's not. It's going to be Darrow O'Shea, in fact, is the Kerry man that's going to go up for it. Up goes the ball, and Darrow wins it. And he gets it ahead of Sean Cavan, and a little bit of off the ball again. Darrow won the free independently. He made his way towards Sean Cavan. Not quite sure did he connect with him or do anything, did he, Weeshy? I wouldn't be swearing, but anyway, there's a whole host of players now.
Was there an elbow thrown out there, Gary? We'll have to wait and see what the referee decides.
Is he calling Darrow O'Shea? There's a little bit of, I won't say fisty cuff, it's just push me and hold me. Yeah, he is calling Darrow O'Shea, Weeshy.
He is indeed, yeah.
It's going to be another yellow, is it?
Well, Gary, he'll be lucky if it's just yellow. Darrow O'Shea puts his arms around him. Yeah, he'll get me yellow, I've no doubt.
It's half time anyway. In the heat of the battle, we're watching. Yeah, another yellow card to Darrow O'Shea. But it's half time anyway, and it's all happening here in Croke Park.
Darrow O'Shea threw out the elbow there, Gary. He shouldn't have done it, and he was lucky to get away with it, really.
Oh, there's a little bit of off the ball happened, and it's a fourth official down there, and there's been pushing and shoving going in.
There is. In actual fact, there was a member of the Kerry County Board.
There is.
Pushed to the ground just underneath us here.
There is.
He went down. Tyrone Man came up to him, and I don't know whether he hit him or pushed him, but he went down anyway.
He was pushed to the ground. A member of the backroom team, a member of the county board, has been pushed to the ground, but thankfully peace has been okay. Pat O'Shea is the last to go in. Anyway, at the height of all of it, it's half time in Kerry Lee Vichy by 0.87.
They do indeed, maybe just about deservedly so, Gary, because they've had probably most of the play. Now, it's been a fascinating game because Tyrone have been sweeping up most of the ball, dancing around the Kerry in their full back line. They've been better in that respect, and they have, if you like, they have contained the Kerry full forward line to the extent that Kieran Donnelly has had to go out the field. Dar O'Shea has been ruining the roast in the middle of the field. He has been the most outstanding Kerry player with Declan O'Sullivan in the first half. But the one thing about Tyrone is, and we knew this was going to happen, they were going to keep plugging away, and they worked the ball into scoring positions. They're very unwasteful. Kerry would have been way more wasteful now than Tyrone, and Tyrone worked the ball into those scoring positions. That wonderful point by Doher, a superb save by McConnell from Tommy Welch. They were the highlights of the first game, but it's tough. It was beginning to get out of hand a small little bit there. All right, a few incidents, and sorry to say, Gary, it was Kerry were responsible for the incident.
Just one final point: is four yellow cards a bit of a worry for Kerry at halftime?
A bit of a worry, because coming into this game, there has been a big debate about Kerry discipline. That has been a general debate nationwide, not only in Kerry. And now they have four yellow cards, as you say, and that's not good for them. As a matter of fact, it's very, very serious. Tyrone has spot that, they'll wait for that. But at the moment, Kerry probably just deserve to be ahead.
Yeah.
Could have been more ahead, but at the moment, deserve to be ahead.
Okay, that's the story of the first half. We're going to enjoy the music of Liam O'Connor here at halftime. Always great to listen to Liam playing. And we'll take a break at halftime. You'll be getting the views of Ambrose and Billy in just a few minutes. But the halftime score here in the All Ireland Senior Football Final, the All Ireland Champions lead by a point. Kerry 8 points, Tyrone 7 points. From Croke Park, is back to the studio.
Kerry versus Tyrone in the GAA All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Final, in association with Ahern's Garage, Castle Island, your main Opel and BMW dealers. Ahern's and Kerry, your winning team.
We're going to go to Croke Park now for analysis of the first half. Joining me is Billy O'Shea and Ambrose O'Donovan. Ambrose, the game that promised so much has delivered so far. An absolute thrilling encounter.
It is, and it's, I suppose it's many facets to it. I mean, Tyrone came on, they've actually double-tagged our fellas in a couple of positions. They've put McMenamin out in the wing. They've put centre-back Mark in, Owen Brosnan. I mean, I think Kerry at the moment, I wouldn't be happy with Kerry's style of play at the moment. I think we're going far, far too deep. I think Tommy Walsh and Kieran Donahue are going way, way out too far. We're playing a one-man for foul with the Colm Cooper. I think we can hurt this Tyrone team if we went back to basics and play a 15-man team, three inside, three across the half hour and two in midfield. I mean, I think we're falling into that play. Now, it's a good game, but I'm still not happy with Kerry's play. I think we can hurt this team if we put the direct ball in. I think Tyrone team would be caught with a direct ball. But at the moment, we're not putting in. We're kind of over elaborating on the cross of our midfield half back, and we're over dwelling on passes, and we're too, probably our half back are too intense to go forward as well. I think let the ball move. I think today is a day for move the ball quickly, get it in the other side. I think the coach is razor sharp today. If we get the ball in quick enough to him, I think coach can do damage today.
Billy, two other outstanding performances by Kerry in the first half. Dar O'Shea, what an exhibition of fielding, and Declan O'Sullivan, he's doing possibly a Brian Doher on Tyrone.
He's doing more than a Brian Doher, to be quite honest with you, Alan, for the simple reason that he's covering back. He's been excellent. And if you recall there in the first half, Sean Kavanagh was in with a great chance. And that was a fantastic block. But not only did he block the ball, he actually was able to get up quick enough to get possession again and retain it. You know, but in fairness to Declan Sullivan, I think he's having a fantastic first half. And as you mentioned there about Dara had a very good 20 minutes, Alan. I mean, I think his last 50 minutes he was kind of quiet. But he certainly had a great start to the game. And he just kind of put out the marker that he's up for it. But I'll tell you, if I was a betting man, and I hate to say this, certainly for me in the first half, I'd say that Tyrone are going to go on and win this game. For the simple reason that they seem to be a lot hungrier around the middle of the field. They've picked up all the breaks. And if you take Dar O'Shea out of the middle of the field, Tyrone would have the winning of this game, hands down, no doubt about it.
Two inspirational scores for Tyrone, Ambrose. One from Davy Hart, and much was said and written beforehand about Davy Hart and Philip Jordan. They're probably shading the exchanges there with Kerry's half-forward line. And also, what a score from Brian Doher as well. Inspirational. I know a couple of Kerry players went to put him out over the sideline, but an absolute inspiring score if ever I've seen one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got to take your hats off to the scores. As you say, they were both inspirational scores. But I'd be worried about our half-hour line again. We came into the game worrying, can they deliver, can they not? I mean, can we afford Brian Sheen's kick and freeze alone on that? I don't know. I mean, Owen Braston to the side as well. I mean, is in and out of the game. We, at the moment, with Bob Dixon Sullivan, our half hour, and he's inactive. And I mean, I'd be looking, if I was Pat Shea, I would certainly be looking to strengthen that line. I mean, we are, this big buzzword is impact subs. We've got them. I think now's the time to use them, because, I mean, we're in an All Ireland final and we're in the second half of the game, which I think, in fairness to us, we are up against it, against a good side. We knew that coming up. But I mean, I think we're playing into Tyrone's barrow as well. We're playing far, far too deep. I think I'd go back, revert back to our old Kerry football, 15 minute, 15 positions, and work it that way. And again, I'd be thinking my half hour line. I think Pat O'Shea would have his with his half hour line and look at his impact subs.
Billy, actually, Weeshie said in analysis there of the game that the game is passing the likes of Kieran Donaghy by, and that's what's driving him out to play as deep as he is. Mm. It's certainly not suiting his style, and there's a little bit of frustration creeping in. It crept in towards the end of the game there, and I certainly didn't like to see what I saw towards the end there as well. A little bit ragged, I thought.
Yeah, absolutely, and it goes back to the point that I was saying to you earlier, is that we got off to a great start and everything was going very, very well for everybody. But Tyrone came back into the game big time in the last 15 minutes of the first half there, and as a result, I think a lot of the lads got frustrated, and as a result, we know, I think we had three yellow cards.
We have four. Actually, Brian Sheehan, Kieran Donaghy,
Brian
O'Mahony and Darragh O'Shea. So.
Yeah, I mean, you've got four yellow cards there in the space of a few minutes, and that's a bad sign, because what that actually means now is that everybody's got to be on their best behaviour. And that's really putting the pressure on those players. And if you look at it, Aidan Mahoney, Darragh O'Shea, they're two guys that mix it, and they mix it big time. And you know, if they're on yellow cards, I mean, they're certainly going to have to kind of focus on their performance now in the second half, and they don't want to be getting into trouble with the referee, because if they find themselves in a situation with the referee again, they're in trouble. And I don't think Kerry can afford to be without an influential Darragh O'Shea, and certainly Aidan O'Mahony. I like Ambrose is alluding to the fact there, you know, that maybe we need to kind of just go back to the basics. And I think that if we can go back to the basics and just dominate in each position, we'll certainly win this game. But the way it's looking, you've Kieran Donaghy coming out to midfield, you've the full forward line dragging out because there's no possession going into the full forward line. And that's a worrying factor, and that's why I'd be kind of scared that Tyrone are looking very good at this stage, Alan.
Okay, well, just one alarming moment there for Kerry, the 26th minute. Ambrose, Martin Penrose all on his own, a missed pass by Aidan O'Mahony, and a little bit like the house of cards, it all came tumbling down there almost.
That's right, it did, yeah, and it has happened on occasions, Alan, in fairness. We've looked very ragged at times in the back, in defensively. I mean, but Billy is dead right. We go back to the situation whereby we played three men full back line, three men half back line, two midfielders, and the same across half hour line and full foul line. The day we start messing around with this is not conducive to Kerry football. Kerry football is based on the ethos of playing 15 man football. Three across the back, three across your half back line, two midfielders, three half hours, three full forwards, and we beat them that way. We've gone into this kind of thing now. Donaghy and Tommy Walsh are coming way, way out too far out here. I mean, the game is passing them by. Let them inside. Let them be three targeting like they should be and put the ball into them early. We are dominating the middle of the field.
But actually, just go back to what you're saying there now. I mean, if you watch the full forward line in the first half, three of them are on top of each other. They're not, they're not wide enough at all.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Go back to the old ethos of Kerry football. Play the game as it should be, as we're used to playing it in Kerry. And we'll do it. I think we'll be beating this Tyrone team. Let's be honest. Well, they're not a bad side. We want them to hit them or anything like that.
Okay.
But I mean, as well as that, Kavanagh is the problem. I'd worry about Kavanagh. I think the man, if he gets this man, could score a goal on us, and he could bury us here today.
Okay.
I mean, he's on occasion he's looked very dangerous, but I mean, in fairness to Townsend, he's marking well and shining well. But as I say, Alan, I'd go back to the old system, the 15 man, 3-3-2, 3-3, and we try to take him there.
Okay.
And that's kind of rubbish that we're going with.
Let's go for commentary. We'll rejoin Weeshie and Gary. Thanks, lads. We'll talk to you after the game.
And welcome back to the second half. Thanks very much indeed for that. We're back and running here, and straight away it's a ball in centre, a chance for Tyrone. And is it a goal? It's a brilliant block on the line. Blocked again. Goal for Tyrone. It's a goal from Tyrone, from Tommy Wigan, in the first 20 seconds, Weeshie, of the first half. And a comedy of errors inside in the Kerry full back line.
The very same as the very when the ball was thrown in, remember, in the first half for to start the game. Tyrone came right at Kerry again. They got that ball and they went right through, and it was the centre forward who finished it into the net. But the very same thing, Gary, happened when the ball was thrown in at the start of the game. Kerry were caught absolutely cold, and again there.
A goal in the first 10 seconds of the second half for Tyrone. 1-7 to them, 8 points to Kerry. Now so, the All-Ireland champions have to answer a few questions. Tomás O'Shea drives it high and long for Kieran Donaghy inside there. Can Kerry respond and get a goal now? They did it before. Oh, Tommy Walsh almost getting onto the end of it. Inside there as well, there is Declan O'Sullivan, and Kieran Donaghy stopping the Blair from coming out with the ball. It looks as if it is coming out with it. There is a Tyrone man, definitely, and they have upped the tempo big time now. This is a great start to the second half. Sean Kavanagh has the ball in the middle of the field now. Sean Kavanagh, what was said by Mickey Hart? What was said by Pat O'Shea at halftime? We won't know. We might never know. Here come Tyrone again. They're explosive on the second half. This is another fantastic run. Where's the Kerry defence? This ball is opened up and it's gone over the bar, Weeshi, from Ryan Mellon.
Ryan Mellon, number 25. He cut through the Kerry defence like a knife through butter. The whole defence opened up before him, and once again, Gary, came from the high ball into the Kerry full forward line. It has failed again. It has failed all the first half. I know they're going to get a nod, one of them, but they're losing more than what they're winning. It went down to Mellon, and Mellon went right through and he put the ball over the bar. It's Tyrone gone ahead now again, 188 points. There's a goal in it.
Yeah, Colin Holmes has gone at half time and Kevin Hughes is in for Tyrone. That's the change. Here now is Brian Sheehan. A goal between them. Kerry trail by a goal. 188 points. Ryan Sheehan drives along the side. High ball from Colm Cooper. That's not a ball to give to Colm Cooper. He ain't going to win them high ones. They need to give low ball inside him. Paul Galvin has been left the bench. He's been warming up, so as Darren Sullivan. They may be in shortly. Kerry in a slight bit of trouble in the early stages of the second half. Davy Hart has the ball over on the far side. Davy Hart now, ball coming in again. Tyrone really come off the blocks in the second half. Tom Sullivan is high under a little bit of pressure. Referee's giving the benefit of the doubt, and it's Martin Penrose. But away it comes. Is that Mark O'Shea over there? It is. Mark into the middle now. Brian Sheehan. Yes, indeed. This is now his Paddy Greedy. This, oh, that's a high one to Declan O'Sullivan from Indy McGinley. And the referee, well, I thought it might have been worth a yellow card, Weeshi. How do you see that?
Yeah, well, and another day you could get a yellow card for Gary, but McGinley came in, hit Declan O'Sullivan. But Sullivan got up, he didn't stay down.
He didn't.
Bad pass by Kerry. They're giving away a good bit of the ball now. Tyrone is certainly playing better coming out of the traps.
Brian Dewar again, and swung by Killian Young. But no cards or nothing by that. Yeah, well, a lot of happening. Seamus Scanlon as well and Sean Kavanagh getting to know each other off the ball. Ball is driven in long by Philip Jordan. Inside again, Mark O'Shea gets a hand to it. And gathered here now nicely by Owen Brosnan. Kerry have got to up the tempo. Dara has it. Dara O'Shea outside him. That's a good pass. And here now, can Kerry build something from this? That's Tomás O'Shea. Way over in the far side, taking on Ryan McMinniman. Tomás with a great ball inside for Declan O'Sullivan. Declan O'Sullivan, he'll put this on the left if he can. Still Declan O'Sullivan swinging off him. Great ball inside to Colm Cooper. Colm Cooper inside now for Owen Brosnan. Owen Brosnan! And he's just kicked it left and wide. In fact, it's a 45.
Yeah, that was the best move of the game by Kerry. The ball went into Colm Cooper. Owen Brosnan was coming through. The trail neck on Brosnan run. He turned around and with the left leg, went for the goal. But the one of the defenders came across, got down his hands, made a superb save, put the ball out for 45. And over in San Francisco, Rowan and Eric and Fiona O'Connor, they're listening off to us there. That comes from their mother, Nanette O'Leary and Mike O'Leary in Killarney. They're over in San Francisco. Great block down by the Tyrone defender there, Gary.
Yeah, brilliant. Brian Sheehan with his 45 now, shooting into Hill 16. This now to put two between them. Kerry trailed by a goal, and what a great start to that second half by Tyrone. Here's Brian Sheehan now, drives it long again. Distance ain't a problem. Accuracy is though this time. He's missed this one. It's gone left and wide.
Yeah, that's a very costly wide for Kerry there now, because after the great lockdown, that was Kerry's best attack. It was their only opportunity. Well, they had an opportunity in the first half of the goal when Tommy Welch's shot was blocked down, but Brosnan throws a block down and Brian Sheehan's kick pulled it to the left and went wide. We might see some substitutions. Maybe you could see two Kerry forwards coming on very shortly, Gary.
Yeah, could be. They may be making a change up front. We'll keep an eye on it. Pascal McConnell is coming with the kick out. Tyrone lead 1-8-8 points. If you've joined us late, if you said what happens since half time, well, in the first 15 seconds of the half, Tommy McGuigan has got a goal for Tyrone, and they come again at number 21. He came in at half time. Kevin Hughes outside now to Philip Jordan, way over in front of the Cusick stand. Philip Jordan, not a Kerry man inside of him. They got to pick this guy up and they got to pin him early. He's now gone inside the 45 metre line. Philip Jordan now with the ball. A bin ball into the middle again. Here comes, is that Brian Dewar? Looks to be, it is indeed. That's Brian Dewar. This still, it's Tyrone. Long, long ball inside by Jordan again. Dermot Murfield, watch this one. And this has gone safely left and wide.
Gary, an amazing statistic. That was Tyrone's second wide since the game began. And there's 40 minutes gone in the game. That's only their second wide.
Well, maybe one inspiration we might draw from it is Kerry have had a good few leads, if you remember, in all the matches. And they've blown a good couple of them. This time they're coming from behind, so it might be better than anything. Darren O'Shea again for the middle of the field now. Darren keeps his eye on it, two eyes on it, just goes over his head, and 21 is in there. Kevin Hughes, now he's on Darren in the middle of the field, inside to the Tyrone full forward line, and this is Tommy McGuigan. That's the man that got the goal. Great ball, cross field ball to Davy Hart. Over there too is 29 Martin Penrose. Tom Sullivan with him, back to Davy Hart, loses the ball. Aidan O'Mahony goes in, Davy Hart goes in again. Brian Sheen is over there for Kerry. It's Sean Kavanagh that has the ball. Here again come Tyrone. They're throwing everything at Kerry at the moment. Oh, and Brosnan does well to get the try and get the ball back. Tyrone still have it. They're going through again. They're selling dummies left, right and centre. And this one has gone left and wide. I think that's Ryan McMinniman all the way up in the back.
Yeah, and Tyrone attacking now in waves. They're throwing the ball around. They're attacking the canal, going, and Kerry falling back in waves to stop them.
Quick kick out. Seamus Scanlon has it. He's approaching the 45-minute line. Colm Cooper gives him plenty of space. Scanlon hits a high one. Kieran Donahue, he'll go up for this. It's broken inside. Is that a 45? No, says the umpire. It's left and wide.
Yeah, Seamus Scanlon, the quick free was taken. Scanlon got the ball and he kicked it right across the face of the goal.
For Subway,
he landed outside the square, and Jim Donnie just puts it wide.
Darren O'Sullivan is in for Owen Brosnan. That's the first sub 6 minutes into the second half. Darren Sullivan, well, he'll add penetration, there's no doubt about that anyway.
Yeah, he will. We were just saying that maybe they could do with two substitutions in the half forward line. Darren O'Sullivan is the first. He goes in, shake hands with his men. Owen Brosnan goes off. Darren O'Sullivan, he's put on now. He's got to run at the Tyrone defence. Every time he comes on, he plays well. Maybe we could do with another one or two substitutions. We'll keep an eye what's happening.
Again for this side of the field. Brian Sheen will make this one his own. Oh, Brian punches that. It hits off the face of Indy McGinley. It's a line ball to carry. Brian Sheen to take this right in front, 2 feet away from Pat O'Shea. Pat is probably shouting instructions to him. His instructions are to pump it in long high to Donahue, I'd say. That's what he's doing. It is high, long ball inside. Now they'll jump for this one. Kieran Donahue with a great catch again by the star. Kieran Donahue there off him, two or three of them hanging off him. Broken outside to Tommy Walsh. Tommy Walsh, Darren Sullivan's outside him. First touch for Darren Sullivan. The man from Glenbeglin Carr hits it high and hits it over the bar. That's an introduction if there was ever one. Darren O'Sullivan.
Well played by Darren O'Sullivan. It was the first high ball that worked for Kerry. Big high ball went into to Kieran Donahue. Fielded it beautifully. Turned around, gave it to Tommy Welch. Tommy Welch was going to shoot. He turned around, sold the dummy, but gave the ball back out to Darren O'Sullivan. Tommy was going to shoot. Hopped the ball, gave it back out to Darren. Darren with the left leg, we just said. He's a good sub. He's a super sub. Won 8 to 9 points. Just great fielding by Donahue.
Absolutely. Almost 8 minutes into the second half here now. 11 to 9. 1-8 to Tyrone. 9 points to Kerry. The kick out again now from Pascal McConnell into the middle of the field. Killian Young is staying down. Seamus Scanlon goes up, gathered by Brian Doer again, taking on Killian Young, getting away from Killian Young. Still Brian Doer. Killian Young is trying to get inside him. He sold the dummy. Killian bought it. Brian Doer shoots him. Brian Doer scores. The captain is leading by inspiration from Tyrone.
Ah, that was a wonderful point by Brian Doer. A superb point. Got the ball from the break, turning around with right in. He was going to kick with the right leg, and he sold the dummy. He sold an absolutely beautiful dummy to Killian Young. He bought it hook, line and sinker, and he chipped the ball over the bar. A goal in it again. 199 points. Tyrone lead Kerry. 44 minutes gone and 3 seconds in the game.
Kerry winning free in the middle of the field. Sean Gainey in serious discussion with Pat O'Shea. Will there be more switches? Gar O'Shea drives along to Tommy Walsh. This Kerry full foul and a star for ball now. They haven't seen much of it. Tommy Walsh taking on Joseph McMahon. Tommy Walsh going through. Great run by the man from Rahalies. Still Tommy Walsh. He punched this one over the bar. That's a very good score from the man from Rahalies. But we see these guys are star for possession inside there.
They are indeed. A wonderful point by Tommy Walsh, because he got on turned around, got inside his men. He was good playing into the railway goal, and he punched the ball over the bar. Maybe there was a goal on, but the goalkeeper had cut the angle down. Welsh went in, took his point over the bar. Once again, 1-9 to 10 points. The game now is flowing like the first half from Intin, and it's a very open game
it
of
is,
football.
And a very good and entertaining game, and a clean game of football. Ball is kicked out now again by Pascal McConnell. He plays it short. Plays it short. Darren Sullivan wasn't alive to that, and his man gets it. That, of course, is McMahon. Away come Tyrone again. That's Philip Jordan, I think, going away up the far side. It is Philip Jordan. Aidan O'Mahony doesn't know whether to go or whether to come. Sean Kavanagh. Kavanagh's through. There's a goal on, and he punches it over the bar. and Rishi, when they're running at us, we're in trouble.
Wonderful point by Tyrone. It was all made by Philip Jordan. The halfback came flying up the field, and if our half forwards don't mark their halfbacks, then we, like we said in the first half, they're in big trouble. Gave the ball to Kavanagh. Kavanagh went through the Kerry defence, and he had a goal on looming game. Murphy closed down the gap, but Kavanagh punched the ball over the bar, and once again, it's 1-10-10 points. A scintillating game of football now.
Brian Sheehan takes the break from Seamus Scanlon. He's fouled by the other number 10, Brian Dewar. And in fairness to Aidan O'Mahony, that time he was on a one, and there was two men facing him. He didn't know whether it's there, whether to come, and he committed himself, and it was just the wrong thing to do. Ball is driven along. Kieran Donnelly breaks it outside. Colin Cooper inside on his own. Declan O'Sullivan. Pop pass to kick it. Dan Sullivan going through again. Dan Sullivan, the man from Ginby, plays it outside of Colin Cooper. It should be a point, and it is. Colin Cooper getting another score back, made again by Darren O'Sullivan.
Yes, indeed. Darren O'Sullivan's introduction has been absolutely tremendous. He has been the dean of it all there. So Declan O'Sullivan gave the ball to Darren O'Sullivan. Darren O'Sullivan threw, hopped the ball, saw Gooch, gave the ball to Gooch. Gooch got the ball, left leg, bang, over the bar. It's 1-10-11 points. Great interception there by Kerry. And once again, it was Darren O'Sullivan, as you said. What a sub he has been. And Colin Cooper over the bar. It's 1-10-11 points.
We're gone 11 minutes of the second half. 2 points again, Tyrone lead by. Kick out from Pascal McConnell again. Aidan O'Mahony goes high. Dan Sullivan again catches the break. Gives it this time there too. Is that Killian Young, I think, away over there on the far side? Looks to be. Ball driven on for Kieran Donaghy. Donaghy and Justin McMahon. Can Donaghy keep it in play? The answer is no. Unfortunately, he cannot. Wide.
Yeah, once again for Dan O'Sullivan. Got that ball. Turned around, gave to Killian Young. Killian Young left the ball in. It went just in front of Kieran Donaghy. It was the ball went in low. Donaghy couldn't get it, and the ball went wide. It's 1-10-11 points. Every time Kerry score, Tyrone score. And every time Tyrone scored, Kerry scored. But that goal just after half time has really lightened up Tyrone, Gary. Could that be the vital goal?
Well, it could be. I mean, we've often seen Kerry strike early in the second half. We saw, of course, last year in the All Ireland final against Cork. And well, Tyrone that have struck this time against Kerry. Out for the middle of the field again. What a congested midfield. High goes. Three or four of them. Darren Sullivan breaks it down. Is it going to be Kerry's ball? It is. Tomás O'Shea. He gives it out to Dara. Dara, route one. No thinking, no messing. Drives it along the side for Tommy Walsh. He breaks it. Can't start to break it outside, but it's gathered well by McMahon inside there.
Yeah,
McMahon.
Once again, Gary, it was the high ball, but we're saying it again. There's most of the high balls are failing.
Yeah. And now loose runner, can Aidan O'Mahony get it? He can't. Into McGinley has it. Into McGinley, it's a 2-point lead for Tyrone. McGinley again trying to get inside Aidan O'Mahony. Gives it inside. Tom Sullivan fairly wins the ball. That's good defending. Oh, but he loses it after him. And 29 there, the referee is penalising actually Martin Penrose. The Tyrone player is playing on, but it's going to be a free out.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, the Tyrone man picked the ball clean off the ground there.
And Diarmaid Murphy plays it quickly to Dara. This is Declan O'Sullivan. Go! Declan into Tommy McGuigan's hands. And away goes the Tyrone man again. Inside again to Stephen O'Neill. Leaves it after him. But in fairness to Declan Sullivan, he goes back. And he said, I made a blunder, but I'm making up for it. And he did. And Tom Sullivan. But Declan's gone very deep, Weeshie, isn't he?
He is playing very deep.
He's doing very well, but
he's gone deep. The Kerry half forward line are playing well inside their own half.
Oh, they are.
And they're just leaving three men above the Kerry full forward line.
I think we need to move up these players if we're going to hurt these Tyrone guys. But Declan's unbelievable off the ball. He's really working his socks off. Here again now is Tomás O'Shea. The captain is leading again by example. Tomás was pushed as he kicked. It doesn't make a difference. It's gone over the bar from Tomás O'Shea, and there's 1 point between them.
Well, if you want the captain to lead you, that's the captain, Tomás O'Shea. He has scored something like 3 goals and 20 points from that position in the halfback line. A phenomenal rate of scoring by anybody. Tomás O'Shea was at the end of that passing move just in front of his 16 outside the 21. His man came in, hit him a good welt of his shoulder, but he was just unbalanced, but not enough. Put the ball over the bar, just that 1 point in it. A lot of people were saying this game could finish up in a draw. The minor game before this was a draw. Well, it's 1-10-12 points now. Tyrone leading.
It's a great All-Ireland out to the middle again. Aidan O'Mahony breaks it cleanly, but Tyrone pick up the break, and a loose man, no one picked him up. It's Kevin Hughes. Kevin Hughes gets away from Darrow Shea, but he's missed it. He's kicked it right and wide. He'd be disappointed with that one,
was he? That was a terrible wide by Hughes there. He was left all alone inside the Kerry 45-metre line. Nobody at all on him. And he turned around in the open space in front of him and went to kick for the point and kicked the ball wide. And I can see there that Brian McGuigan, yeah, he's warming up. We can see McGuigan. He'll be coming on shortly.
Well, there's a Tyrone player down at the minute. It could be Ryan Mellon, I think. Not quite sure, but we're gone. Just 15, almost 15 minutes of the second half. 1-10. to 12 points. We said it before, maybe Kerry are better than coming from behind rather than they are, because they haven't been holding on to these.
Well, it's a completely different mindset anyway, Gary, I can tell you that, and maybe they are better than coming behind. But the one thing about it is that Tyrone are going to keep plugging away the way, the same pace as they're doing all the time. Now, McCarthy is in Woodford and Killarney, he's 9 years old, his birthday is on Tuesday, and he has a brother, Michael, and he's a grandson of Donny Forns and Kilcomin. Niall McCarthy, we send you all greetings from Croke Park, young man.
Kieran Donahue's again in the middle of the field, he might go high for this one, he's broken from him again, the break has gone the way of Tyrone, Kerry are not getting the breaks. Darren Sullivan, I thought was a fair shoulder, Morris Deegan from Leash didn't see it that way, and it's a free in the middle of the field to Tyrone, Wishy.
Well now, Gary, I must say myself, in all fairness, if it was the other way around, I thought that Darren O'Sullivan hit him a fair shoulder, because
Tommy Griffin, sorry, Wishy's coming on.
A fair shoulder is when both feet are on the ground by both players, and that to me was a fair shoulder.
Now let's see what's happening here. Number 11 Brian McGuigan is coming in first of all. Tommy Griffin is about to come in. Tommy Griffin is in for Seamus Scanlon, and 29 is gone, Weezy. Martin Penrose, that's a straight swap, Brian McGuigan for Martin Penrose. So Tommy Griffin now will probably go into midfield instead of Scanlon.
He will indeed, because Gary, fresh legs, because Scanlon was tiring that little bit, there's no doubt at all about it, and he's had some tremendous games for Kerry this year, but Griffin's going to add a lot to that midfield area.
Well, that's a good man to bring in, Tommy Griffin. Now, so Brian Dewar, he's giving Killian Young a fair bit to do today, but fairness to Killian, he's sticking as good to him as he can, but still it's a class act, this Dewar. For his age, he keeps defying people, he keeps defying the critics that says he's finished with football. Killian has pinned him outside again. Kieran Donahue's away now back there into number 21 Kevin Hughes. He's got loose again, a real hit and hope on, and that's a worse wide than he had about 4 minutes ago.
Well, it's the first reaction I saw from Mickey Hart, the Tyrone manager, when Hughes kicked that skyscraper up in the air. There, Mickey Hart threw his hands in the air.
Yeah, Darren Shea got a quick kick out from Damon Murphy, taking a few steps, trying to break the tackle, loses the ball, free out, says Morris Deegan. Darren's won his three. Declan wants Killian Young to get on with it quickly. Killian has the ball. In fact, it's Mark O'Shea that has the ball. And Declan Sullivan now is being told by Pat O'Shea, move up, move up. He wants them up. He wants Brian Sheehan up. They're gone a bit too far. Kieran Donahue's in the middle of the field. Kerry have only two players inside the 45-metre line. We trail by a point here, 110 to 12 points. And Mark takes the quick free to Dara. Still full of running, Dara O'Shea. He wants to win another All-Ireland medal. Wins his free there from Kevin Hughes, quickly gives it to Aidan O'Mahony. Where goes Mahony? Man of the match in what year? Was it 2004? I think it was. First touches it for Tommy Griffin. Poor hand pass though. Oh, that's a high one from Tommy Griffin, we see.
Yeah, that'll be a yellow card.
That's a yellow card on Joseph McMahon.
Was coming out with the ball, and Tommy Griffin went for them. He caught him around the neck, and he literally upscuttled him. Certainly a yellow card, at least, I'd say, Gary. And that's another yellow card for Gary Clark, because it was very high. No, he didn't do it deliberately.
His momentum took him into it.
It's one of those things that you put out your hand when you know that the man has gone from you. You throw out your hand in desperation, and that'll be a yellow card for Tommy Griffin.
Yeah, that's another yellow. The yellows are mounting up. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 yellows, I think, now on this Kerry side. Joseph McMahon is the Tyrone player. We've gone 17, almost halfway through the second half, and it's a point between the sides. Tyrone lead by one.
Well, Gary, and you'll remember this young man down there in South Kerry, died a number of years ago, Damien Fogarty.
Yes, I knew him well. I met
his parents yesterday in the train. They were talking to me, and they said to just mention his name, because they decorated his grave yesterday. He was a young man. He was only 18 or 19.
He died in Christmas of 97, I think, Damien. I knew him very well.
Decorated his grave yesterday in green and gold. A young footballer from Waterville. We remember him here today.
We do indeed, and this kick out now, our free is taken. Tommy Griffin did get a yellow. It's a poor kick, and Kieran Donahue moves in. Can Kerry get level? Two Kerry players looking for the ball. Darren Sullivan, man looking for the ball, has the ball now. Darren in his hands, gives it to Tommy Welsh inside the 45-minute line. Still Tommy Welsh breaks the tackle. Back to Darren Sullivan. He's done well since he came in. This now is Colin Cooper. Is there going to be another bit of inspiration from the coach? He sells dummies left, right, and centre. Still has the ball. Colin Cooper. William is Killian Young. Still Colin Cooper. Great ball into space to Dara. What a pass! Can Dara finish it off? He's lost his footing. Kicks it with the left leg. Oh, that's a great score! But what a pass, Weezy, from Colin Cooper.
Not alone a pass, but what a wonderful scintillating bit of magic from Colin Cooper, the coach. He turned the Tyrone defence inside out and outside in and inside out again. Wonderful play by Cooper. Picked out that O'Shea. Gave a lovely pass across field. O'Shea went through, stumbled for a minute, got up and with the left leg, shipped the ball over the bar there at the canal in. but wonderful ball skill by Colm Cooper. Carrier level again, 13 points each, and Carrier going up a little gear.
Yeah, they're coming good again. This ball has to be won, and again it is won by Darren, the half back line. Level pegging in Croke Park, halfway through the second half. What a game of football. Killian Young gives it out to Aidan O'Mahony. He releases Mark O'Shea. Mark O'Shea looks up again, still on the ball. He's in the right half back position, facing into the Hill 16. Still Mark O'Shea, no danger from losing the ball so far. Back to Aidan O'Mahony, now to Tomás O'Shea. They're still only in their half back line though. Tyrone doing well. Mark has it now. Now he's made a few yardage. In midfield now is Aidan O'Mahony. Back to Dara. Loose man is Tommy Griffin, but a poor pass from Dara. He'd be the first to acknowledge that. Can they put him out? And it's a line ball to Tyrone.
Yeah, and Kerry were working it out beautifully there. Dara got the ball, but kicked it straight out over the sideline. He won't be too happy with that. Back come Tyrone. Back scores a level.
Darren Sullivan has gone down holding his chest. Nothing too serious. They say the ball is into the middle again. This is Tommy McGuigan. Tommy McGuigan. Danger inside here. Sean Caramel was loose. Ball is paid out. And it's a run. Then Tomás O'Shea is going to win the run ahead of Brian Doer. Tomás O'Shea wins it. Calling for it is Killian Young and Tommy Griffin. And they want it quick. And it's given to Tommy Griffin. He says to Killian, leave it. Tommy's pulled to the ground by Sean Kavanagh. On his own half-back line, Killian wants to take it. Tommy's back on his feet. We're still level here. Ball is driven into space. Far. That's Brian, is it? No, it's, yes, it is, I think. That's Brian Sheehan over there. It is Brian in front of the Q's extend. Brian wins the free. Now, it's a tough free, but it's the free near the sideline. Colm Cooper will take it.
Yes, indeed, about 4 yards inside the 45-metre line, 2 yards in for the sideline. Just in front of hit 16 and in front of the Q's extend over there. And it's going to be Colm, Brian Sheehan that was fouled. Colm Cooper's going to take this with his left leg. And you know what, Gary?
Yeah.
I'd nearly put my house that he'll score it.
Yes,
because I'm watching him in training. Oh, he's got a clear shot.
He plays the shot to Kieran Donahue. Kieran Donahue turns back to Colm Cooper. They're walking it in. This for the lead. Colm Cooper, yes! Magnificent score. Walked in. Colm Cooper to Kieran Donahue. Back to the Gooch and over the bar.
Oh, that was wonderfully worked by Cooper there. He saw Kieran Donahue and they worked tremendously together. Shipped the ball into Donahue. Ran on, took the return. And with the left leg, he floated the ball beautifully over the bar. Kerry going to hit his 14.
Owen Mulligan, Weishi is coming in.
10 to 14 by
Owen Mulligan is in. Ryan Mellon is gone. Eamon O'Sullivan is gone with a slip of paper as well. We can see Paul Galvin is about to come in. And the crowd rise to the man from Finucane. He's about to come in. He's not officially in yet, Weishi, but Galvin is on his way.
He is, and Owen Mulligan, as you see, has got in. And here comes Paul Galvin.
Yes.
The captain.
Listen
of the
to the crowd. Listen to the roar of approval for Paul Galvin. He's not in yet. Pascal McConnell out to the middle of the field. Kerry lead by a point. 14-13. Ball grabbed in the middle of the field by Tyrone. This is Brian McGuigan. He has it. On the midfield. Come in. He's not up. Brian McGuigan turns. Still has the ball in the middle of the field. Looking for it. Is this Justin McMahon, I think, coming all the way up from the full back line? It is indeed inside now for Owen Mulligan. This is first touch. Owen Mulligan plays the ball outside to Sean Kavanagh. Sean Kavanagh for the post. It looks good. It is good. Sean Kavanagh, Weishi, has kicked 4 points from play.
Oh, beautiful play by Tyrone. Sean Kavanagh was in the lovely pass and movement. And Mulligan was also involved in it. Passed the ball to Kavanagh. And Kavanagh with the right leg straight and through over the ball. Lovely point. And here he comes, the man from Finucane.
Here comes Paul Galvin. It's been a trouble season for him, but Paul is back in. He's about to come in. The crowd. Well, on Sporting, I think the Tyrone people are booing him, Weishi. I don't like to see that happening.
Oh, no, that's not on at all, no. I can hear a lot of booing going on there.
Tommy Welch.
That's very, very unsporting.
Here he comes. Tommy Welch has been called ashore. And Paul Galvin is officially on Croke Park salt. And he goes in at left corner forward. The captain from the start of the year, the man from Finucane, is in, and we are gone 22 minutes of the second half.
And it's going to be difficult enough for him, for the man himself, because if he misses one or two balls, he'd be questioning himself. He's off a long time now, but knowing his character, great addition to Kerry now.
Dara goes high. This is his first touch. He's missed it again. Brian Sheen has gone in top of the left. Paul is at left half forward. It's Tyrone, though, coming from defence here. We're 58 minutes and 30 seconds gone here in Croke Park, and we'll play 17. We're level, 111 to 14 points. Tyrone have the 111. Kerry have the 14. Tyrone have a free in the middle of the field. None of them is about to take it yet. It's cat and mouse off the ball. Owen Mulligan is getting it and getting it hand from Tom Sullivan. Nothing too malicious, though. Not a great pass inside. Ball will hop inside, and it's gathered inside by Tyrone's 31, Stephen O'Neill. Inside for Owen Mulligan. Tom Sullivan put his body in the line, got it from him. Tom Sullivan and Tommy Griffin are back there. Ball has gone out, Tommy Griffin's gone out. 45 Weishi to Tyrone.
45 to Kerry. The Finns were under tremendous pressure there. Just in front of the goal, Tommy Griffin went down, picked it up. He's back turned out the field, and he got a good thump in the back. He was thrown out over the line for a 45. This is going to be a 45 for Kerry.
Yep.
We're going to watch this. The score's a level. It's 111 to 14 points, or 14 points each, if you, whatever way you want it. An absolutely gripping game. An awful lot of people were saying that's a good finish up in the draw. I had a holiday booked to go away next Tuesday with Excel. Excel are gone burst, but my wife tells me it might be a good thing that the game will finish up with a draw. We'll only have to wait and see.
Well, we don't know what's going to happen next week. We might be going near Excel, Weezy. We'll see what will happen. It's a 45 to Stephen O'Neill. This is a pressure kick. Stephen O'Neill to take it, the man that came back from the retirement wilderness. He's exactly on, roughly, dead straight in front of the post. Left footed effort. No, he's missed it. Right and wide in relief for Kerry.
Yes, Stephen O'Neill, he never got under it really. It was a very bad free by O'Neill because he came up with the left leg and he pulled it very low and it whizzed wide. It was never on course, one bit whatsoever. 60 minutes gone in this game. It's 111 to 14 points. Kerry going for 3 in a row. Tyrone going for 3 in a row. 3 in a row victories over Kerry in Championship football in this decade. Which way is it going to go? It can go anywhere.
82,204 people here watching it this afternoon. The kick out for the middle of the field again. Up will go Dara, up will go Sean Cavanagh. Tommy Griffin nips in. Paul Gallivan, first touch, gets it out to Aidan O'Mahony. Aidan O'Mahony drives it route one for Kieran Donaghy. Donaghy will go high for this. Inside in his own is Darren Sullivan. A gooch in fact. Oh, he just missed it. And inside him was Brian Sheehan, all in his own.
My God, the ball hopped in front of Colin Cooper. All he had to do was punch it in, and he went up to punch it and missed the ball completely. You wouldn't see it happening 1,000 times in the year. He did the right
block again by Tom Sullivan and Owen Mulligan. Thomas come very good.
And Paul Gallivan that was back for that.
Yeah.
Ball.
And now Paddy Greedy is coming out with the ball. Gives it now again here to the side of the field to Mark Shea. This is Aidan O'Mahony. There's a supporter to the right hand side of me. He hops up in his feet and he says, come on, Kerry. Aidan O'Mahony is down the ground. He's fouled by Brian Doer. It's a free in the half back line to Mark O'Shea. We look at the watch. 9 minutes of normal time. We're still level. 14 to Kerry. 1-11 to Tyrone. Way goes Darren Sullivan. After him is Brian Doer. He has the legs of him. Darren gives it to the Gooch. The Gooch is on 45 minute line. Passes inside to Brian Sheehan. Brian Sheehan trying to get away from his man. Hatting to do at the moment. Two of them are hanging off him. Referee says play on, free out. He touched it on the ground.
Yes, indeed, babe. Goose got the ball, turned along, gave it to Brian Sheehan. And Brian Sheehan just couldn't hold on to the ball. He'd slowed up that little bit. I have no doubt we're going to see a change in the Kerry team very, very shortly there. Brian Sheehan couldn't get away from his man there, Gary. It was as simple as that.
Yeah, last position.
Colm Cooper should be shooting more himself. He's actually bringing the rest of him into too much, really.
Yeah, Philip Jordan. Philip Jordan with the ball now. Coming out from the right half-back position. It's level still in Croke Park. 8 minutes of normal time left. Justin McMahon coming out with the ball. Plays it back again now into the middle to Philip Jordan. He's gone past his own 45-metre line. Coming into the middle of the midfield where the ball was almost thrown in. Sean Cavan is away over on the far side. Aidan O'Mahony stands about 4 feet off him. Still Cavanagh, solely with the right. Mahoney not getting him cut inside him. Now a little bit of bust of pace from Sean Cavanagh. Cuts it into the middle, but he's lost it. And Killian Young nips in. Killian Young now to Declan O'Sullivan. Push up if they can. Declan O'Sullivan, he's running at Philip Jordan. No better man to run at anyone than Declan O'Sullivan. The man from Drummond Pierce's. Still taking on Jordan. Gives it outside to Paul Galvin. The crowd will totally erupt if he puts it over the bar. Galvin taking on Davy Hatt. They have the ball after him. Galvin still trying to go down. The referee says play on. And it's a free out to Tyrone on Philip Jordan. Quickly taken. Quickly taken. And it's Brian McGuigan, I think, who's gone away back into the middle of the field. This is Brian Doer. He's in the centre half back position coming out. 7 minutes of normal time. Brian Doer and Kieran Donaghy have it off the ball, the two of them. Referee keeps an eye on both of them. He says play on. They're wrong. Morris Deegan is having a good game. The man from Leash is letting play develop when he can. Sean Cavanagh inside the 45. He had no Mahoney with him. Tyrone come again. Kelly and Young standing up. This is Tommy McGuigan. Tommy McGuigan still. Ball played outside again to Sean Cavanagh. Going for the post. Sean Cavanagh. What a kick from Sean Cavanagh. We see he's got 5 points from play.
A wonderful point by Sean Cavanagh. Lovely play by him. Got the ball inside the 45 metre line. Held it past the round. Took the return, kicking into the canal goal, and he just floated the ball absolutely beautiful with the right leg. That man is after scoring 5 points off a play. Surely to God now it's time to bring in the likes of Dunica Welch or some player like that. Add another bit of punch to the attack. That little bit of punch has gone out at the moment, Gary.
Yeah, it is. They'll have to think maybe it's time for fret legs. And yeah, that's what Pat O'Shea is doing. He's pointing out to another sub. Let me see if I can see who the hero of that sub is. It's David Morton. He's the man that's been told to come in. He was the hero of the semi-final. The watch says 7 minutes. 6 minutes of normal time. Kerry trailed by a point. 15-14. David Murphy out to the middle of the field again. Tommy Griffin will go high. It's broken. We've lost the momentum in the middle of the field. It's a high challenge by Paul Galvin there on Philip Jordan. It's going to be free. Nothing more than that. But
yeah, that was a thing of nothing really. The Tyrone man got the ball and Galvin was going for it. He connected with your man. That to me was an ordinary free, no doubt. But Gary, the one thing that I noticed now around the middle of the field.
Yellow card.
It's a harsh yellow card. Now for me, I'll tell you the truth. But Paul, walk away. Don't even look at the notebook. Don't even smell it. Don't even know that he has it. Don't even walk away, my friend.
And
anyway, do you know, Tyrone are picking up a lot of breaks in the middle of the field.
Yeah, breaks is going to win this.
Yeah,
David Morden is about to come in. 6 minutes of normal time. Kerry's three in a row is in danger. All-Ireland champions are in danger. If Tyrone go two up, we could be in trouble. This is Owen Mulligan. For a great block again by Tom Sullivan. He's had a great second half. Connor Gormley plays it outside again. Is that McGuigan? It could very well be. Can't quite see from here. Ball is outside and now to Sean Kavanagh. He's going for point number six, would you believe? Sticking with him is Aidan O'Mahony. Gives it inside now to Enda McGinley for the post. No, he's screwed it on left in wide relief again. David Morden is coming in, Wishy.
He is, and Tommy Griffin slipped there. McGinley got the ball and Griffin slipped. And McGinley shot. If he had held the ball and went through, Tommy Griffin was on the ground, but he shot and kicked the ball across the face of the goal. David Morden, he was the man that came in against Cork, caught the ball, set up Dan O'Sullivan to Gooch. Goal. Kerry won the final. Here comes Young Morden. Now he's going to be brought in 2 minutes.
He's not in yet because the paperwork isn't complete. He's anxious to get in, but he's not in yet. Again for the middle, gathered by Darrow Shea. Kerry trail by a point. Dara back to Paul de Greedy. He's in his half back line. Paul de Greedy gives it to Killian Young is up. Back to Darrow Shea. Kerry, can they get title number 36 for Tyrone? They're looking for title number 3. Way on the far side is Tomás O'Shea. Got inside the 45 meter line. Will he have a go from here? No, he gives it inside. That's inside again to Brian Sheehan. Back to Tomás O'Shea. Lovely work for Declan O'Sullivan. It's hit the post. I think it hit the bottom of the post, Rishi. But either way, it's got out.
Oh, an absolutely wonderful, wonderful move by Kerry. A wonderful move by Kerry. And Declan O'Sullivan was at the end of the pitch. Looked like he was going to get a goal.
Now, can I tell you some interesting point, Rishi?
And Declan O'Sullivan took the pass from Tomás O'Shea, and maybe he was just being fouled, but the goalkeeper came
this
out.
This is an interesting call. Brian Sheehan was coming off. And Pat Shea says no. Why? Because they have the 45.
He
was coming off for David Morden. And Pat Shea runs to the fourth official. He says no, he's not coming off because it's the 45 and Brian Sheehan. No better man to take it when the pressure is on than Brian Sheehan. Now, can he do it? Brian misses it. Oh, it's left and wide. Oh.
Yeah, and Eamon O'Sullivan, the secretary of the county board, he goes up to the man at the desk and waves his hand, says no. Yeah. Now, I'm just wondering, they had given in the substitute list, the man was coming off and still he was able to play on, and that was a wonderful save again by the Tyrone goalkeeper.
It was
from Declan O'Sullivan.
Now he's coming off.
Yeah.
Now Brian Sheehan is coming off, and coming in is 27 David Morden. 3 minutes left. Kerry trail by a point, 112 to 14 points. Just about coming in is Colm Kavanagh. Colm Kavanagh's coming in for Tommy McGuigan. He hasn't come in yet. Ball is broken in the middle field, and Brian Doerr has the ball in the middle field. Kerry have lost an awful lot of breaks in the middle.
Ball again, yeah. Gary, we mentioned that they're losing a lot of breaks in the middle of the field.
It's quickly taken to Stephen O'Neill. If they go two up, I think it's curtains for Kerry. Stephen O'Neill having a pop from here, an impossible angle. That's wide again. Now number 18 will come in, I think, Colm Kavanagh. If he can, he will.
Well, there's loads of time left, Gary, because there's going to be extra time, another Tyrone sub coming in. I've no doubt Kerry slow down, take their time, and the point will probably come, but take it easy. But as you said, if Tyrone went to 2 points up, we could be in bigger trouble.
Tommy McGuigan has been called the short. He's the goal hero now.
Don't ever, ever, ever underestimate Kerry, no matter what they're down.
2.5 minutes, kick out by Jamie Murphy. Kerry trailed by a point. Up goes Dara! Had it, lost it, loses it again. Sean Kavanagh nips in. They've won another break in the middle of the field. Sean Kavanagh plays it outside of Brian Doerr. Brian Doerr into space, Kerry in trouble, tired legs. Declan O'Sullivan is going back, trying to mark Kevin Hughes. Hughes is walking in, great tackling by Declan. Hughes outside to Owen Mulligan. Owen Mulligan is swung outside. Referee says play on. His ball is hand passed wide by number 21, Kevin Hughes. He was looking for a penalty.
Gary, that was a penalty in my book. I tell you the truth. I reckon that was a penalty. I might be wrong now. I reckon it was. I thought that he was caught by the shoulder. He was definitely stopped. He was going through a lucky escape. If it was at the other end, I'd say the same thing.
Yeah.
Lucky enough.
Okay, let's check the watch. A minute and a half.
I've often seen them given.
Yeah, minute and a half. Kerry trail by a point. 112 to 14 points. Can the kingdom get back? Dara, David Murphy again for the middle of the field. Sun shining in the eyes of who?
The break
is won by Tyrone. They're about 80-20. Brian McGuigan in the last quarter of an hour. We just have not won those breaks in the middle of the field. Brian Doerr looking for a head of it is into McGinley. This is McGinley. If Tyrone go two up, I know I'm repeating myself, they will be champions. That's the point. by Enda McGinley coming through from midfield, and now is she we're in trouble.
We're in trouble, but we were also in trouble against Cork, and we came back and we got a goal to win the game. Wouldn't rule it out. 69 minutes gone. Damn, we watched the board, Barry. See, Gary, yeah, what's going to be left.
Okay, poor pass again. Tyrone have it in the middle of the field. The crowd are on their feet. We're on our feet in the commentary box, and Tyrone are coming in waves and waves and waves at Kerry. And again, it's a great run again in the middle of the field. That's by the centre-back, Conor Gormley. Gormley inside again. Number 21, Kevin Hughes. This will wrap it up. Kevin Hughes hits it high, and Kevin Hughes hits it over the bar. A Tyrone lead by 3 points.
Yeah, and the breaking ball again in the middle of the field. And Kevin Hughes went through. And Kerry were tired looking.
Oh, the poor kick out by David Murphy. And David Murphy has handed another point to Tyrone. Oh, that was given to number 18, Colin Kavanagh, the substitute.
David Murphy took the kick out. It went straight into Colin Kavanagh's hands. A terrible kick out. And now it's 1:15 to 14.
2 minutes of injury time. But Kerry's day is going to be over. They are not going to get the three in a row now unless it's a total miracle of all time. Darren Sullivan.
That's a yellow card. Yeah. That's a yellow card there
for Brian McMenamin.
For Brian McMenamin, because he definitely pulled down Darren O'Sullivan.
He'll call him. He'll call him. Mickey Hart is walking. He's not walking. That's his Tony Donnelly. He's the man that's with him in the management side.
And Gary, it was the breaking ball in the middle of the field that completely wiped us out at the end.
Yeah, David Morton quickly to Darren Sullivan. They need two goals now, Kerry. We're in a half a minute of additional time. Inside now to Mark O'Shea. Mark O'Shea, no, it's gathered inside. And Tyrone come again. They say not going to be the Kingdom's Day. Killian Young is it that goes in. There's Mark O'Shea near the sideline. It's going to be a line ball to Tyrone.
Yes, indeed. And Tyrone, the last 10 minutes, they have been absolutely flying. They'll be coming at Kerry, as you say, going through the defence. And the Kerry defence was left open. 1:15 to 14 points. 18 points to 14. And definitely now, Tyrone, the last 15 minutes, have been the better team.
They've won breaks. And we can't have any complaints about these breaks they've won. We just haven't been able to get to grips with it. But that goal, 14 seconds or thereabouts into the second half, has made the difference. That goal from Tommy McGuigan caught Kerry total napping, sleeping from the throw-in. David Morton, we're now in 40 seconds away from Tyrone being crowned the All-Ireland champions. They were there in 0-3, they were there in 0-5, they're about to be there in 0-8. Going through now again is Colm Cooper, is inside here. He really has been starved of ball. For a man of his ability, he hasn't got a whole pile, Rishi, inside. A little bit of off the ball starting. Declan O'Sullivan going down, telling the Tyrone fella to get up and get on with it. But there's a little bit of sportsmanship now.
Yeah, because Colm Cooper got that ball there and his man came at him, and there was a little bit of fist flying there. And the Tyrone man has got. But look, Kerry'd be better off to stay away from all that now at the moment, because the game is.
It's going to blow up anyway now, so it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, it is.
Even whether the ball goes wide or not, this is going to be the last kick of it in. Colm Cooper will have to work it in, and Maurice Deegan of Laois will blow after this, I'd say. It's a free in too. Is it Colm? We've no football yet. Yeah, Colm Cooper. 1:15 to 14 points. It'll probably finish 1:15 to 15 points. Colm Cooper's going to take this. He'll work it in for a goal, but remember, we're four down. This is now a chance for Paul Galvin. Paul blocked. It's all over. And Tyrone are the All-Ireland Senior Football Champions for 2008. And the Kingdom's dream of three in a row, she is shattered.
It is. This was well and truly shattered, Gary. And at the end of the day, let's congratulate Tyrone, because generally they were the better team in the overall play. The one thing coming into the game that was going to beat Kerry was the Tyrone tactic of just continuing to play the same way all day. And in the last 15 minutes, we continuously said it. The breaking ball in the middle of the field, the sharper, more on the ball Tyrone players, they were sharper around there, and they picked up all the breaks. And it was Sean Kavanagh with his 5 points that really sealed the issue for Tyrone. Kerry had two opportunities for goal, and it was the substitute goalkeeper, Pascal McGonnell, that made two brilliant saves, one in the first half and one in the second half. The Tyrone supporters are flowing onto Croke Park in a huge sea of red and white. A wonderful scene by them. Disappointing for Kerry on the day, Gary. They just weren't good enough. And the tactic of the high ball into the square certainly didn't work. We kept saying it during the whole commentary. The only one, I would say, maybe about 3 out of about 12 high balls into the square.
Yeah.
So that didn't work. The breaking ball around the
and Colm Cooper got great ball in, Rishi, in the first 10 or 15 minutes. But I suppose overall, he was a man that could really win games on his own for us. But he didn't get a whole pile into him, should he?
No, didn't get it in, Gary. And the ball that went in, it was going in too high. In actual fact, what they were doing were they were picking out the high men instead of picking out Cullen Cooper maybe a bit more. However, Gary, listen to me, no matter what we say, this team has given us tremendous satisfaction.
They have
given us great innings and they have given us great displays this year. It has been a wonderful year for football, a wonderful year for Kerry football, and I suppose it's fair to say that the Northern Hoodoo still is over Kerry.
It's amazing.
But in fairness to this Kerry team, let's give them credit where credit is due, Gary. We won't be talking about any individual or anything, but listen to me, Tyrone at the end of the year probably deserved their win.
Well, they did, I suppose, and they have a lot of heroes all over, and I suppose we could say 5 points we see from Payshawn Kavanagh, a definite candidate for man of the match.
Oh, definitely, yeah, he'd probably be a man of the match, Gary. There's no doubt at all about it, he would be. But the one thing, and we saw about Tyrone in all their games this year, they keep playing the same way.
Yes.
They never divert. They just pass the ball around. They go up the wings, pass it back, wait till the man gets an opportunity, and then kick for a score. They have the same method the whole way, and they don't divert from that. High up or low down. Kerry brought on their best substitutes. Maybe, Gary, they should have brought them on a bit earlier.
Yeah.
Maybe they should have brought on the two wing forward substitutes a bit earlier. I don't know. Look at that for a sea of red and white.
Unbelievable. And I suppose at the end of the day, we see Tommy McGuigan's goal decided it, and it was just what, 14-15 seconds into it. Was it effective that we were asleep from the throw-in?
Well, it happened in both throw-ins, Gary, as we said. When the ball was thrown in at the start of the game, they got a point off a free, and McGuigan got the goal then. When the ball was thrown in after half time, they also got the goal. So that really was the decider. The goal was after. But I would say that the two saves by the substitute goalkeeper, by Pascal McConnell, I would say, Gary, if I was his MP on the head side, I'd say McConnell's goals sent Tyrone on their winning way. That'd be my estimation anyway.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we can be, as the man says, addressing it and bisecting and dissecting from the cow till the cows come home. But overall, look, Kerry got two within 4 points of winning in All Ireland. It has to be a good year. I know it's disappointing we didn't win it, but at the same time, we won the under 21s. We'll give Pat O'Shea and Sean Gainey and Dave Gainey their credit, and all the players. I mean, they did their best.
Like I said, Gary, listen to me, this group of players have given us tremendous enjoyment.
Yeah.
And in particular this year, the games we've seen this year have been absolutely superb. So credit where credit is due to them. It has been an absolutely wonderful year. And at the end of the day, they just failed to do it, and that was it. There was the two saves by the goalkeeper, and there was the breaking ball, and there was the goal just there after half time, and that was the one that set it up really, like, come on, yeah.
Well, Brian Duer is about to go up to the steps. He'll be receiving the cup in just a few seconds from Uachtaráin coming, Luke Lascaille, Nicky Brennan, who of course this is his last year in office, and he'll be leaving way in, I think, January of next year. This is his last time. There's a lot of happy Tyrone media people around this year. That's some colour, though, Weechy. That's some colour.
Yeah, that's an absolutely fabulous sight by Tyrone. The whole of Croke Park is bathed in a sea of red and white. They're all running out on from the four corners to acclaim their heroes and acclaim that win. An absolutely fabulous win by them. 115-14 points. And I suppose, Gary, to be fair to say, if the game went on longer, Tyrone would probably have won more.
Yeah.
Because at the end of it, for the last 15 minutes, they seemed to have the legs in Kerry. Would that be fair comment?
That would be fair. Another comment, Mickey Hart. I was reading an article during the week in some newspaper. I think he's something like the last 20 years involved in some shape or form between minor teams and everything. He's the Mick O'Dwyer of football up north, isn't he?
He is. He's an amazing character. I was watching him again today, and he never moved from the same position. He just stood with his chin in his hand, never moved, kept an eye on everything, and the way the players responded, and the way he brought back those players, and the way he had his team prepared, and they played the very same style of football. So listen to me, at the end of the day, Kerry weren't just good enough to take it.
Well, it started out in defeat for Tyrone this year, because of course they lost to Down, and it went to a replay, and that replay went to extra time, and they lost that. They haven't been the champions of Ulster, but they're about to be crowned champions of All Ireland. Maybe one final word, Weechy, by you before,
Gary,
we wrap things up.
The high ball once again into the full forward line that had proved so good all the year, it certainly didn't work. There's no doubt at all about it. We'll be reviewing the whole thing at Terrace Talk tomorrow night. It'll be a kind of a sad review in many ways, however. But at the gee, Gary, look at that for a sight down there in front of us.
Some crowd, I suppose, 40,000-50,000 people in Croke Park. As I mentioned, Tyrone, first of all, going down to Down, then they came along and they defeated Louth. Then they came along in Omagh, they defeated Tomás O'Flaherty's Westmeath, they had a point win then over Mayo and Croke Park on the August Bank Holiday weekend, then they beat the Dubs 3-14-1-8 in Croke Park, and that of course was on the 16th of August. Along they came in the semi-final, 23 points to 114 against Wexford, before today they racked up an incredible total of 6 goals and 111 points, 129 in total, and they conceded only 875, 99 points. That's an impressive performance.
And what's that big banner appearing in the middle of the field? Ulster says no to 3 in a row.
Yeah, that's a good one, an appropriate one. Another one, Tyrone are super with O'Neill and Doher. Well, kind of rhymes, I suppose, if you're from Tyrone. But anyway, there's a lot of disappointed green and gold jerseys down here in front of us on our right. But it's Tyrone's day in the sunshine, and there is sunshine in Croke Park. The cup will be presented in about 30 seconds' time. We'll just wait officially for that. Then we'll be handing back to studio. Of course, Sunday sports going on till 7 o'clock this evening. You'll be getting the views of Ambrose and Billy shortly, and other people as well will be contributing from now till 7 o'clock. So for the next 2 hours, I'll be making my way to the dressing rooms, and we'll see what many interviews we can get, if possible, and we'll be hearing them as well. But in a matter of 30 seconds or more, Brian Doher is about to lift the Sam Maguire for only the third time ever in the history of Tyrone football. Nicky Brennan hands it to Brian Doher, and Tyrone are the All-Ireland champions. A sea of red and white greets Brian Doher, and that is the story from Croke Park, as we say thanks to everybody that has joined us here this afternoon. Disappointment if you're a Kerry fan, but no doubt the kingdom will bounce back, and the kingdom will be back. From Stephen O'Mahony on sound, from Wishy Fogarty, from myself, we're going to hand back to studio, and shortly you'll be getting the views of Billy and Ambrose. So the final score here in Croke Park in All-Ireland Senior Football Final Day, defeat for the Kingdom, 14 points to Kerry, 115 to Tyrone. From Croke Park, it's back to the studio.
Kerry versus Tyrone in the GAA All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Final, in association with Ahern's Garage, Castle Island, your main Opel and BMW dealers. Ahern's and Kerry, your winning team.
Now, you're very welcome back. Just pictures from Croke Park. Sean Kavanagh jumping up and down with the cup there. Colin McCullough now with the cup in his hands. It is Tyrone's day. They have beaten Kerry on a scoreline of 115 to 14 points. It just simply wasn't to be. The 3 in a row hopes of Kerry have been dashed, and Brian Doher and co have done what they did in 2005. They've beaten Kerry in an All-Ireland football final, and for the third time, as I said, in championship football. They add that to the semi-final defeat of Kerry in 2003 to add more misery to Kerry in their latest chapter of the rivalry between the two counties. We're going to get the thoughts now of Ambrose and Billy, who've been standing by waiting to share them with us. Ambrose, I'm going to begin with you first. Look, I suppose there's disappointment straight away, but
Kerry versus Tyrone.
Credit does have to go to Tyrone in the way that they approached, particularly the second half.
Kerry versus Tyrone in the GAA All-Ireland Senior Football Championship Final, in association with Ahern's Garage, Castle Island, your main Opel and BMW dealers. Ahern's and Kerry, your winning team.
Ambrose, you there?
I am indeed.
Yeah, look, disappointment obviously, Ambrose, but credit to Tyrone. They pulled away in the end. They kept plugging away, and it was their, I suppose it was their accuracy. They shot very few wides today, Ambrose, and really their accuracy on goal counted in the end.
Oh yeah, I mean, as a Kerry man, I'm sick to the stomach. I've got to be honest with you right now. I'd rather be in the hottest in the world than what I am now right now.
Right.
But we must give credit to Tyrone. They played a fantastic second half game of football. I mean, I think they outplayed us. I thought they were physically fitter than us. I thought they took all the right options. And I mean, we can have no. And I mean, there's no way you can, any way you dissect this, analyze it or anything else. The better team won this game on the day. And I mean, Kelly can have no excuses. And I mean, we will make no excuses. We were beaten by a better team today on the day. I mean, I thought Doher had a fantastic second half. Cavanagh, the man that was always on trouble, had a fantastic game. They worked, they were hungrier. They were fitter than us, and I don't like saying that being a Kerry man. I thought they finished the game stronger, far, far stronger than we did. I thought throughout the second half, they were physically fitter and stronger than us, and at the end of the day, that to me won the game for Tyrone.
Billy, you predicted this at half-time. You thought that Tyrone were getting on top, and you thought, you didn't like saying it at the time, that they were going to prevail, but it all panned out exactly the way you said.
Yeah, unfortunately, Alan, that's the way it panned out, and I think this game was actually won and lost in the last 7 minutes of the game. You know, it was nip and tuck. We had got back to level scoring when Dara got that point. And I thought at that stage that if we could just stick with them, because I just thought Tyrone had the upper, they had the momentum going with them. I thought if we could just stay with them for the last remaining minutes and maybe just see out a draw, then we could go back to the drawing board after that. But I mean, a powerful finish by Tyrone. They won every breaking ball in the middle of the field. We couldn't get our hands on the ball to create enough chances up front. in those last 7 minutes, and as a result Tyrone just turned it around. I think we just lost our shape completely near the end. It was a complete flop, I suppose, in the last 2 or 3 minutes, and you just saw they got 2 points near the end there just to consolidate their victory. But look, as Kerry people were going to be disappointed for obvious reasons, but I mean, you have to give great credit to Tyrone, because nobody gave them a chance up to a couple of months ago, and they came back with a fantastic squad, fantastic attitude to the game. They played a wonderful brand of football, I must say. I mean, people who would have been critical of Tyrone in the past for this blanket defence that they adopted certainly can't be saying that this year, because they played a lovely brand of open football today, Alan, and are more than deserving of winning this All-Ireland, no doubt about it.
Ambrose, the long-awaited introduction of Paul Galvin coming around the 57-58 minute there, coming on for Tommy Walsh. A lot expected of the man, but surely, you know, he couldn't turn the game himself, and his contribution was modest, I suppose, by his own high standards.
It was, of course, yeah, but I mean, I think today he was on an innings to nothing, really, because I think Tyrone really took this game by the scruff of the neck. When he says 7 minutes, I think... When 13, 14 minutes ago, I think Tyrone really caught this game by the neck, and they were really going for the juggler. And I mean, Paul came on in the middle of that, and as you say, it was a modest contribution. But I mean, I think at the time it was a good decision by Pat to bring him on. I think he was trying to lift the team. But I mean, no, today I think Tyrone prevailed, and much as I hate to say it, I mean, we still have this hoodoo about these Tyrone boys, and we must give them credit. They really fought for everything as if their life depended on it. The breaking ball, as Billy said, they contested everything, they went for everything, and they played out this game to the finish. I'm sorry to say, as a Kerry man, we didn't. And I mean, that's why we're losing all our finals. No, I mean, we can't take from this team. It's very easy to stand up here and say, yeah, we done this, this, and this, and we didn't do this and this. But I mean, on the day, Tyrone really came down here with a hunger, I think, and a passion. And you look at all the pundits and all the experts and all they said this Kerry day. Tyrone didn't believe that, and with 20 minutes to go in that second half, they certainly didn't believe it, and they went for us, they went for the juggler, and I'm sorry to say we couldn't react, but they did, and in fairness to them, we've got to give them great credit.
That is true. Billy, just a couple of key chances for Kerry, Tommy Walsh and Declan O'Sullivan, both followed by Pascal McConnell. Now, of course, a lot of the paper reports tomorrow undoubtedly will point to John Devine's non-participation for obvious reasons today, but Pascal McConnell, whether we like it or not here in Kerry, was the man who saved Tyrone today.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think that the decisions taken at the time, certainly Tommy Walsh was you know, one on one, and the obvious thing to do at that stage was to have a crack at it, because you know there was loads of time to make up lost ground if that was the case. In Declan Sullivan's situation, I suppose if you go back to the Cork game, Darren Sullivan made a brave decision in passing the ball across to Gooch for a goal instead of going for his own score. Declan Sullivan tried the same trick again today, but I suppose in hindsight, had he gone for a point at that stage and got that point, that would have brought it back to level. Instead it went out for a 45 after a great save from Pascal McConnell. Brian Sheehan tried to convert it, it didn't happen, and at that stage I think that's where Kerry lost the game. So I suppose if you wanted to look for turning points and key moments, certainly I think Declan Sullivan's save by Pascal McConnell from Declan Sullivan, that was certainly the key moment at the time, because I think if we had got a point at that stage, we would have been back in level terms. We could have maybe quashed the Tyrone supremacy that they had at the time and just seen out a draw. But look, as I said, as Ambrose was saying there, and as I'm saying, no, you can't take away from Tyrone in this victory, because they certainly walked to the very, very end. They showed a great level of fitness, a great level of hunger, and a great level of determination. And they can certainly feel well proud of themselves. But I think that the lads inside in the dressing room will actually look back to that key moment and say that was possibly the moment when they lost this All-Ireland final.
Yeah, well, to add to that then, Ambrose, there was an uncharacteristic miss by Brian Sheehan. He was actually being called ashore, and Pat O'Shea had to dash across to the fourth official and say, hold on a second, we'll keep him on just for a minute to take this 45. It would have kept Kerry in the game. The miss, it just signified and symbolised probably the end for Kerry, because Tyrone just took up the slack and finished with a bit of a wet sail coming home.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah, I can understand, you know, and I felt for Brian Sheehan today. I think he didn't have one of his better games. I thought Fowlin struggled, with the exception of Declan. I thought we struggled on that line, and I think Owen and Brian struggled. And like, you carry a free taker, and you expect him to kick those frees on a given day. Today wasn't Brian's day. He had one of those days where you want to forget about, and he will want to forget about it, and you didn't tell him. And I don't have to say it on the radio. I mean, he had a bad day at the office, and the free was bad as well. But as you say, it summed up our total second half display. I felt that all through the second half, with the exception of the first 10 minutes that we performed well, we were taking the game to Tyrone. But with 10 minutes to go, I felt that Tyrone showed a fierce hunger that we didn't have, and the worrying thing for me, they really went for everything. We didn't. We were waiting things to happen. They were making things happen, and that's the difference. They were picking up the breaking ball, they were driving forward, they were hitting us at the right core of our defence, and they went at us, Cavan and Doohan, these fellas. And I mean, they're good footballers. I mean, these fellas have a couple of All-Irelanders in their back pockets, and I mean, you don't get those. At the fellas, they don't hand out All-Ireland medals in the corner of Quinsworths or Liddles on these places. And these fellas are worthy winners. And I mean, today, forget the blanket defence, everything else. Today, Tyrone played football with us. And to be honest, it was a good game of football. And forget the blanket defence and all these things that we go on about, you know, these tacticians that they're doing this and they're doing that. They played good football today, and they beat us fair and square. And I'd say we'll throw our hands up, scare him in tonight. It's a sick feeling, but yeah, we were beaten by the better team on the day.
Just looking back at my notes, Billy, and the start of the second half, of course, Tyrone got an absolute flyer with the goal there. I don't know what was going on. It was a bit chaotic there in Dermot Murphy's area. Yeah. Tommy McGuigan again eventually sort of, you know, basically poking the ball over the line. Ryan Mellon added a point a minute later, but after that, Kerry had scores in the 43rd, 4th, 6th, 9th, 54th and 56th minute. Now, they were punctuated by two from Brian Doher and Sean Kavanagh, but I mean, the power struggle certainly shifted well towards Kerry there in the middle block of the second half.
Yeah, and you know, I said to myself, this is an encouraging sign of this team, that they were able to kind of compose themselves after such a blitz at the start of the second half, and that, you know, once they picked off point for point for point, and that's how you get back into games like this, Alan, when you get a kind of a deficit like that or a blow like that at the start of a half, you have to pick your points and consistently pick off your points so that you can build up the confidence and build up the momentum and get yourself back into the game. And I thought they did that very, very well. And at that stage, I felt that, you know, they were doing okay. And once they got back to level, I thought, that's it, they're back on track with them now, we're not doing too bad. But just at that point in time when we had got back level, we lost a number of breaking balls around the middle of the field, which ultimately was the cause of Kerry losing today and Tyrone winning. They just were that bit hungrier towards the end. You might put it down to fitness, you might put it down to hunger, it's very difficult to call, but certainly Tyrone were willing to put themselves on the line at the end of this game and get that breaking ball that put them ahead. And I think there was just a cacophony of errors near the end. I think they got 2 points all or nothing, just to give a bit of
glass
on the scoreline, which I don't think did carry any justice. But look, 1 point, 20 points, it doesn't matter. Tyrone are the All-Ireland champions.
That's it. Ambrose, prophetic words earlier on, you said that the midfield would be like O'Connell Street earlier on today. I counted anything up to maybe 15, 16 bodies in there, you know, towards the end of the second half. It was suiting Tyrone down to the ground because they were winning all the breaking ball.
Yeah, and I mean, it was what I was worried about. I mean, you know, that's where our strong line was. And I mean, you look at Mickey Hart, in fairness to him, you've got to give him credit. He had his homework done. He bunched it and he picked up the breaks. I mean, there's no point in bunching it if you don't pick up the breaks. I mean, he done both. He bunched it, he broke the ball, and they picked up, they latched onto every breaking ball. And we really, I'm sad to say, for a Kerry point of view, we didn't latch onto them. I mean, we should have expected that. I mean, it was something that would, Tyrone would have to come into the game and they'd have to say, our strengths, our weaknesses. Mickey Hart done his job, done his homework very, very well. They picked up every break. We picked up, I said it was 10 or 15 minutes in that second half when the bunch midfield, the ball broke, and there was a Tyrone man on the end of it. And there was no Kerry man on the end of it. And I mean, we come back as well, I suppose. We look at it, I suppose, in hindsight. It's easy looking in hindsight. But, you know, we have, in the last three games, there's been 20 minutes in the second half where we haven't performed to our ability and performed to our, and the same could be said of today. I mean, no, we weren't up 8 points today, but I mean, we didn't perform. But there was 20 minutes in that second half today I felt that Kerry didn't really perform. I thought we played second fiddle, we were playing catch up, we were playing short ball, passing short ball across the back, we weren't moving the ball forward. And I mean, no, we must give credit to our own as well, they pushed us back. But I mean, it's a worrying factor for me, and dimension of Sheehan over Kerry football. I think we've got to play for the 70 minutes, you know, and we didn't do that today, and it cost us, and Tyrone are our champions because of it. But I mean, it's a worrying factor for me as a Kerry supporter coming up to these games, and me saying, right, we go for the second half, you know, game was in the belting pot at half time, kick on. We didn't kick on, and there was 15 minutes of that second half where Tyrone really bullied us, if you like, bullied us around Croke Park, and that should not happen to Kerry teams, but it happened today. And I mean, you've got to credit Tyrone as well. But there's a worrying factor for me, Alan, as a Kerry supporter looking at it. I mean, it's something we've got to address, and address very quickly.
Billy, just you might just want to pay a tribute maybe to the Kerry team. They've given us some great days out, and you know, they've been a pleasure to watch over the last while, and of course two All-Ireland titles last year and the year before. You know, they certainly owe Kerry and the public nothing at this stage.
Oh, absolutely, Alan. I mean, I don't think that any player inside there today, although they'd be disappointed, doesn't have to answer to any Kerry supporter. I know that we demand an awful lot because our expectations are very high in Kerry, and that's because we're very passionate about the game and we love the game so much. And I suppose, like Kenny, they expect the greatest or the best out of their players. We probably do the same down here. But I think in the modern game, you know, football is a much more competitive sport in Ireland as opposed to hurling. And the expectancy of doing well, you know, we expect every year from Kerry, and we know that they're always going to be there or thereabouts. But I think in the modern game, to achieve what they've done is a fair, you know, a fair compliment to this team. And you know, if we reflect on what's there at the moment, Alan, we have to kind of take on board like that this is probably Daryl O'Shea's last game.
Yeah.
We probably mightn't see Mike Frank anymore. Is Tommy Griffin going to come back? You know, he's at that age now, 30-31. You know, is he going to say, right, have I enough done, and that's the end of it? And I think that there's five or six players that are in that bracket that are kind of saying, right, maybe it's time to call it off. I got two in a row out of it, didn't get the third. C'est la vie, Slán, good luck.
Yeah.
But the thing about that, Alan, and the scary thing is that do we have the players to come in to replace those fabulous guys that have given their heart and soul and time and effort to this great Kerry team over the last 10 years?